patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside. I am American. That's what I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I guess I gotta get the mic put in front of my face so I can actually talk into it.
but don't cough into it.
Don't cough, yes. I'm trying not to. Anyway, good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Kent. I am your host once again at Sovereign Mind Radio. And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors out there that keep us here in the studio and supported. Today is Sunday, November 8th, 2015. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
Good morning. Red, the holdover from Jefferson State of Mind, who's been on the blended glide path with inappropriate assumptions of solvency for quite some time.
That's true. And my inappropriate assumption apparently has gotten larger this week. But I think we'll get into that a little bit later.
You just didn't know it.
I'm getting more inappropriate in my assumptions every day.
Yeah, well, it's what he does. It's how he does. It's who he is and how he rolls. we've got our guest on the line. We've got a short time with him, so we want to get right to it, and then we'll come back to housekeeping and announcements and so forth. We have Jake McCauley on the line with us. Are you there, Jake?
Hey, how are you, Mark? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Good morning. The fun never stops here in our world. How about you?
You know, I enjoy the fun over on the left coast. I'm just glad I don't live there. It's much better living on the east coast.
Yeah, the left coast or the... I'm not sure, you know, which is more left. I mean, you got a pretty good assumption there, thinking about California, Los Angeles, and then go to New York City. I'm pretty sure they're more left than we are.
That's true. You know, I just recently moved from Maryland, which is where we're headquartered at, the Institute on the Constitution. We're starting chapters now in North Carolina. And I'll tell you what, the difference between Maryland and North Carolina is drastically huge.
Wow.
And you're right, Maryland is like is pretty essentially close, politically speaking, to what the crony lefties in L.A. and all the major suburban areas there are producing.
Well, we also have Washington, D.C. over there on the East Coast, and, I mean, talk about left central.
That's true. No earthquakes there, but, yes, you're right. I think that they're creating it by their policies and by their lack of listening to the American people, and that's why you guys are on the radio, so thanks for what you're doing.
It's true. Anything, what's going on out there, Jake? What you got any updates on what you're doing out there or anything that we need to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, I'm going to be in town now this coming week. I guess the first day of the week is Sunday, so I can say this week. Tuesday, I'm going to be down in Elk Grove, which I realize is a great deal south from you all. Then Wednesday, we're going to be up in Penn Valley. Thursday, we're going to be at the Corning Patriots. And I know that's close to your area. Corning Veterans Memorial is where they're meeting there on Solano Street. Patty Smith organizes that group, and she works with the Reading Group, which I met you all at personally, and that was a privilege. But we're going to be there on Thursday at 6 p.m., so we're excited to have you all join. Our courses have now started since the last time I was there. We've graduated a couple dozen folks from our courses. A lot of people are taking that 12-lecture Constitution course because they decided, you know what, I want to know the Constitution outside and in. It's a small-time commitment. You know, there's 12 lectures, 12 reviews, 12 homework assignments, and 12 tests. You can do that in 12 days. You can do it in 12 weeks. You can do it in 12 months, however you want to get through it. But I'm excited because there is a renaissance of people that are desiring to get this knowledge deep in their soul and also acknowledging that God is the source of our blessing in our nation, not government. I love your all's post on your website there, The Sovereign Minds. My reading of history convinces me that most bad government results from too much government. So the answer is not government, said Thomas Jefferson. It's an electorate that is educated on the constitutional principles and their own liberties.
So what are your long-term goals on this? What would your, you know, if everything worked out perfectly, where would you end up? What would be your ideal situation here?
Well, we are fulfilling, from an organizational standpoint or a ministry standpoint, we're fulfilling it. We've had people graduate our courses in all 50 states. Knowledge is essential. Zeal without knowledge can be very destructive. So we want to get people educated. And I've found, generally speaking, when you educate people with the knowledge of our founding documents, our founding fathers, their philosophical and religious views, it excites people and stimulates them to action. So we want them to learn. That's a goal. And we have 10 chapters that have been established where we have full-time people, all hands on deck, with those individuals in the nation. They consist in Ohio, Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, California now, up in your area. And we also have, in Missouri, Indiana, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, the point is that they're there. Once a person takes the course, we have what are called Liberty Camps. These are camps that are like vacation Bible camps where students can come for a week straight. Parents drop them off. And let me just tell you, they will drop them off because it's free babysitting for them. And you and your groups that are in your area, your churches, et cetera, we have churches, patriot groups, nonprofit groups, community groups that will teach this curriculum that's already been developed. We've already got it done. Teach you how to make the colonial food, teach you how to do the flag. You can work with auxiliary groups that are veterans groups in the area. So these kids get a 7-day week of Patriot Camp, things that they're not going to be learning in, their public schools, generally speaking. That's one way that people then will, engage into this culture war, because we've got to reach the youth. The second one is American clubs, starting clubs on high school and college campuses where our curriculum is being taught. We have donors that donate to this curriculum so that students can be taught and that groups like yourself or radio hosts, etc., can help the students do that and get their footing. Thirdly, we have people that have successfully run for office, and this is exciting for me because it seems that that's kind of the finish line. Let's get educated, but then let's run for office. We need to sit on juries. That's important. That's a way where you can participate in self-government. As a fourth branch of government, the jury, you can nullify or, you have that opportunity to do it without any college education or running a campaign. However, running for office and then successfully winning, now you have been entrusted with power. Our founder, Michael Perutka, ran for office successfully and won as a county council member in Anne Arundel County, which is the wealthiest county in Maryland. And there's a lot of money there. It's also where NSA is and a lot of bureaucracies. He has successfully laid out a platform or a template, if you will, of how to analyze bills and how to resist tyrannical bills, i.e. Agenda 21 legislation that is hammering our counties and local government right now, and to withstand that and then offer a communication platform to be able to communicate to the rest of the United States not only what's coming down the pike on your end, but then organize together and create a concerted effort so that individuals know how to get involved in these local, in this local legislative process, because that's where you can stop this stuff. We have not successfully stopped Obama because nobody wants to impeach him. So therefore, what are we to do? Well, we can nullify him in our local government through the sheriffs or through the county council. And that's where I'm excited. So that's a resource that we have as well. Once we educate people, we want to engage them and we want to give them tools. So the finish line for me would be to have folks that understand the Constitution, constitutional sheriffs, in as many counties as we can have throughout the nation so that we can get the nation's attention to say, this is wrong and this is how you deal with it. Don't just yell at the TV. This is how you take ground.
What's the name of that website again, Jake?
We're at theamericanview.com or theamericanview.com. We're teaching people the American view that there is a God, our rights come from him, and the purpose of civil government, the only purpose, is to secure your God-given rights. It's not health care, it's not education, and it's not welfare. Just secure our rights. And when we do that, we're going to have a bunch of patriots supporting that government system. And if it's not in existence, then we need to run and become a part of that government system.
I have a question for you, Jake. Does it cost the people to join your courses? Or how does that work if they're interested?
Thank you so much for asking that. There is some groups in your area right now. You guys are central in Reading, correct?
Correct.
So the Reading group there, Sally, Rally Sally, and the folks there have our curriculum. You can purchase it on our website. That's theamericanview.com. It's a simple student notebook syllabus. It costs $80, and there's 12 lectures in it. There's 12 tabs. There's 12 homework assignments. 12 lecture reviews that you fill in the blanks, and then 12 tests. Once you finish those tests, you get in touch with us, and we will send you a diploma. That's one way to take it as an individual. Now, some groups actually teach it, and it's free of charge. So they'll have you come in, or maybe you'll just have to buy your notebook. The notebooks are typically $30 to $35, depending on how many people are in your class. We also have a host kit. If you're interested in teaching this, I teach it to homeschool co-ops all over the country. Homeschoolers take our curriculum and they get the necessary and actually required civics credit by taking our course. And what a wonderful way to do it. They learn the biblical worldview, and by the end of it, they know more than most of their local representatives, and I'm not kidding by that. So you can buy the host kit. That's $160, and that gives you a full-on education to be able to then instruct others in it. So those are the three basic ways you can do that. You can take it with a group that's already teaching it, with a group of folks, or you can take it individually, or you can get the host kit where you can take the course and then teach it to others, be equipped to do that.
Yeah, we maybe probably need to get our elected officials to that course, at least the ones that are currently running the show. Like you say, they won't impeach Obama. They won't cut him off at the purse. I mean, you know, and we sit here and wonder, you know, why things are going wrong, and we're not holding those guys accountable either.
Well, how humorously ironic is it that getting back to constitutional values is a 12-step program?
Yeah, right. 12 lectures. You know what we've done? This is a clever way to do it. Oftentimes when they're campaigning, and they will be campaigning this year, so this is a great opportunity for us, is we will say to them, hey, we have a large body of constituents that wants to meet you and hear from you, and invite them to the course. And they will want to go meet their voters and potential donors. So, lecture one of the course starts on such and such a night. You give them an opportunity, 5 minutes, to speak about the topic. And then, after they're done speaking, say, hey, since you're defending the Constitution, why don't you join us? And maybe you give them a pro bono. We've had many representatives that have sat through our classes. I kid you not, one is named Richard Rothschild. And I encourage you to Google his name. He's on Fox News quite a bit. He's a county commissioner that literally repealed Agenda 21 in any facet that had to do with it in a county, a very conservative county, in northern Maryland. So this is something that can be done. Now, prior to this, he was oblivious. It wasn't because he was a bad man. He was a Christian man, a nice guy, God-fearing, had a great family. He just had no clue. And I think that's the problem we have. We have a lot of zeal and a lot of people that want to do good. But oftentimes they can become the most destructive because they're the most appealing, because you sense their sincerity, but they're uneducated. So once he got educated, he's doing damage. He's been reelected numerous times, and he causes a lot of pain for federal agencies in his county. One county council member. And that can happen right now, especially during this election season. Let's get these guys educated and equipped. Let's teach a course. We also have a free online course. You can find that at courses, that's plural, courses.theamericanview.com. Or you can find it right at our website, theamericanview.com, and you can click on courses. You'll find that. It's been endorsed by Chief Justice Roy Moore down in Alabama. He teaches our course and promotes it all over the country as well.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of good information. I'll tell you what, that's what we need out there is people to get involved and understand. I think that we're going to have it get a lot worse before it gets better, and in some ways that might be a good thing as this thing goes by, because I think it's going to put more and more people and push them towards, you know, figuring out what liberty's about and getting more elected officials involved in the process.
I agree. That oftentimes precedes the revival, if you will, or the resurgence of constitutional principles. It's what happened to our founding fathers in the 1760s. They had enough. They developed small groups called the Sons of Liberty, and a variety of other groups sprang up. The churches and the pulpits started thundering against the tyranny and the idolatry that King George was pushing on the colonists. And you know what? We have that seed, and that's why I'm encouraged about America. You can travel all over the world. Most of the world's been socialized. They don't have the seed that we have, many of these countries. But we do. We have the purity of it. It's such an amazing blessing from God. And I think Daniel Webster said, if America's light goes out, there is no other light that can spark up based on the human eye. God can do what he wants to do. But boy, we are like the summation of so many wonderful blessings on through history. It would just be a shame for us to let it go out. But I believe there's folks like you, Mark, and Linda, and the rest of you on the show that don't want to see that happen. So as it gets darker, our light will shine brighter, and that's why God has called us to this cause.
Well, words of wisdom.
That's very true.
Yeah, I think one of our biggest things is the media right now, is that's kind of what we're hammering on a little bit, is that, you know, there's stuff that happens that they just don't report at all. You know, like this Governor Brown, putting private, using public monies and resources to put private oil wells on his own property. I mean, things like that should be mainstream news. This last thing with Rand Paul, where, you know, he basically called out the Senate from stealing, and the Congress from stealing the Social Security funds and putting them into other agendas. So, you know, that's what we got to do is, you're right, shine the light, you know, not just from information standpoint and educational standpoint, but from a media standpoint, say, hey, there are other all sources here and other alternatives to the mainstream diatribe and narrative that seems to be taking us down the road to basically, government control.
You got it. You know, and I forgot to mention, I'm going to have an opportunity this Saturday near your area. I'll be in Live Oak, California. But there's a Liberty Tour going on there with Paul Preston and a number of folks there that I have just recently met. They asked me to speak. And, I like Ben Carson's approach that he took with the media. They were pressing him for some little, just minuscule thing that was a twisting of words. And he said, why has nobody looked into the Obama administration? Why did they not look into his college? Why are his college records sealed? What are we fishing for? We're taking on a Goliath. We really are.
Yep.
And I'm sure you know that. You got to earn your own scratch to pay for your airtime. I get it. I used to do radio all over the country, and eventually we were syndicated, so we weren't paying. But that took a lot of work. Our message is unpopular to the powers that be. But you know what? That's how God's people were always in the Bible. Every prophet you read about, David, look how he came to power. He didn't start off a king. He was persecuted, living in caves. And eventually truth prevailed. And I think that's where God tries his church. And I believe that's what's happening right now. And I'm not meaning to go so evangelical that I'm blowing over people's minds. But folks, read the Bible if you want hope, because that's where I find mine. I don't find it when I look to Capitol Hill or when I hear any of the addresses that come from folks or even the debates. I find it when God all of a sudden decides to turn it on because his people have humbled themselves before him. That's when things change.
You mean you're not looking to Saturday Night Live for your guidance?
No, I'm not. I don't know if it was Saturday Night Live. I don't watch TV. I don't have TV. We don't have cable. But I search online quite a bit, and I'm in social media because we promote a message to that, and I saw this thing. Forgive me, this is a little sidetrack, but Donald Trump, they were imitating him. I think it was Saturday Night Live, and he said, I'm just an average American like the rest of you, only better. That's true. And he would say that without batting an eye and not feeling comfortable. But that's what D.C. has felt right now. But, you know, when we get back to our local governments and we start to impact on that level, we realize we wield a big sword and a big shield. It's an analogy we do called interposition. Local government has been delegated an authority that far exceeds federal government, collectively speaking. There's over 3,000 county sheriffs. They far outnumber any state government or any federal executive branch. And I know that there's particulars that I'm leaving out here, so forgive me for the sloppy analogy, but there's far more people that sit in that office, which means there's far more delegated authorities to local governments, because it's where we live. So with this wrong conception, and kids are getting that in school, you know, they're taught the empire mentality. We run around the world and police the world. It's unfortunate. It's not the way the founders framed it. But with knowledge comes power, and with that power, we can implement that power, and we've got the tools to do it. I encourage you to go to theamericanview.com. Also encourage you to come out and see us Thursday with the Corning Patriots at the Veterans Memorial. And if you can make it to the Liberty Tour down in Live Oak, we'd love to see you guys there. It's from 8 to 3 on Saturday the 14th, this coming Saturday.
Perfect.
All right. We appreciate that information, getting it out there to the people.
Yeah, very
Amen.
Good.
God bless you guys. Thank you
All
so
right.
much for the opportunity. I hope to do it again.
All right.
Yeah, we'll have to do it in the future when we have a little bit more time.
And happy birthday to your family.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
You bet. Right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Jake. We appreciate all your candor and information and wisdom. With that, I guess we should probably go to our first break, and then we'll come back and reorganize ourselves a little bit here and figure
we're
out what
the
heck we're
doing. We're a little out of the realm here.
Discombobulated.
Yeah,
discombobulated.
Like we're using. How's that go again?
Yeah, never mind.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is Community Radio for the North State.
Raise them up, you got a force, you got a choice, go make some noise, don't ever let them tell you more. Raise them up, it's black and blue, fight for the truth, it's what you do, hand on your heart for the stripes and stars. Black umbrellas in the pouring rain, Sunday morning coming down, amazing grace, lift those the flag flies, say goodbye tonight, we're gonna raise them up. We need someone, the only one, you take her by the hand, make a stand, buy some land, make some love, and them babies come.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all of the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Anybody that's wondering what that's about is not Native American, because that's a rain dance. That's a rain dance on there.
Well, here in the current climate in the geoengineering, I think you have to do a plane dance.
Oh, is that a plane? I'm sorry. That was the wrong video. I mean, we walked out the office the other day, looked up in the sky, and I thought I was in a B-rated bad horror movie or something, man. I mean, the way they've been blasting us with the non-existence geoengineering.
What do you mean? The lines all the way from one horizon to the other? I mean,
nothing to see here. Move right along. Yeah.
That's normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Well, it's kind of cool. You can lay on your back and play tic-tac-toe in the sky.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Well, we also have Steve Baird joining us here in the studio at this point, and you know, we want to get his comments and opinion and point of view on the stuff we're going to be talking about. So, good morning, Steve.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Steve, by the way, is running for
First District Senate in California.
Wow. Steve Gaines was at the Veterans Parade yesterday. That's the first time I've ever seen him.
Yeah, well, I've seen him a couple times
before. Oh, I'm sorry. Ted Gaines, not Steve Gaines. Thanks, yeah. Bob.
Ted,
that was a Freudian for
me. I know. I was thinking, I didn't see that guy.
I met Steve Baird is in the studio, and Ted Gaines was at the Veterans Parade yesterday, and that was the first time I believe I've ever seen him. I find that interesting in light of there's actually somebody running against him now.
Yeah. I don't believe it's a coincidence. So it's good to see him out there and actually getting with the people. I don't know if he walked the crowd.
No.
He was moving kind of fast in the car. So we who were walking in the parade got a little bit better view of the crowd as we went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Al LaMoffa was there, too.
I heard that he was there, but I didn't see either one.
They were both in cars, and he was one car ahead of Gaines. So.
Yeah.
Oh,
and for those of you that aren't sure who Ted Gaines is, he's the frail-looking, sweaty-palm fellow in the overstuffed 49ers jersey.
Yeah, I heard he's got a new campaign slogan, no pains, no gains.
that would be our campaign slogan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to, we better do our housekeeping here. Let's see, you're listening to Sovereign Minds. You can call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that's 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. You can go to the chat room, although I'm not too sure about what that's happening.
Yeah, that's acting kind of weird this morning. I'm not sure if people are having a hard time signing on or staying on or what. Maybe it's because of the rain.
It's the Chinese.
Could be.
I don't know. There's a lot of weird things with computers and phones.
Boy, they've been acting weird lately, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but, man, I'll tell you what. If the Chinese aren't hacking us, then I'm not sure. It could be the Russians. It could be the
NSA.
It could be.
NSA.
There's so many people out there.
It could be the White House. It could be. Who knows who's hacking us at this point, because they're all hacking us probably.
It could just be crappy Internet.
Yeah.
Well, there is that, too.
Not that we would be targets or anything.
No.
No. That wouldn't happen.
No, that could never happen in America, be targeted by your own government for something. Anyway, we're streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room if you can stomach it at kcnr1460.com. Or, again, just call in if you have a question or a comment. Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., and they stand for Limited Government, Fiscal Responsibility, Adherence to the Constitution, and that's at 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. This Monday, I believe, who are we having on Monday?
I believe it's the gentleman we have in the studio with us.
Coincidentally, we've got Steve Baird there.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
There you have
it. Yeah, it'd be a good night.
Thrown to the wolves.
Yeah.
Steak sauce, love it.
Well, you know, I hear they're passing out ammunition and weaponry for the wolves problem.
I did see that somewhere, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah.
It's just tragic that we're going to kill such a noble animal that never lived here in the first place.
Well, it's funny that everybody's worried about the wolves and the EPA takeover, except that, they wiped them out back in the 1800s with, like, muskets. Now we have helicopters and machine guns. To me, that just doesn't really equate.
Well, it's not
to
even the same kind of wolf.
Oh.
I mean, these are Canadian gray wolves, also known as Arctic wolves. They're not even the indigenous wolf species that used to exist here in North America, and they're finding out that's a real bad idea because it's extremely destructive to the deer and elk herds.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of the farmers or cattle ranchers have problems with that, too.
They're very happy with them.
Yeah, I bet they are.
Yeah, well,
but at 500 yards, it just looks like a dog.
There you go.
Just reach out and touch someone, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, what else have we got on our agenda here, or our plates here? We've got, have we got any veterans events?
Well, we do, because Veterans Day is the 11th. So, of course, we have ceremonies going on out at the cemetery at 11 a.m. Missing in America Project will be out there. Feeding the people that like the band and stuff out there at the cemetery. Don't forget, November 10th is the Marines' 240th birthday. So they are putting on a dinner at Wind River for that one. I believe there's tickets still available for that. And then we have in December, we do the Servicemen's Feast, December 19th at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. That's where we serve food and feed all the firemen, EMTs, veterans, and families and everything. So come out and join us. And I want to say thank you to everybody that helped and walked with us in the parade and supported all the veterans out there. It was a great turnout yesterday. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget, we got the gun show coming the 21st and 22nd. So come out and see what we got there. They'll be at the Holiday Inn. Patrick Jones is putting that on. And so come out and support us and exercise your Second Amendment right. There ought to be a lot of good stuff there.
And the quote of the day is, ever the time should come when Man, I'm sorry. When I need a bigger,
having a hard time.
Having a hard time here. I guess I need to increase the size of the lettering. If ever a time should come
it
when vain and shut up. If ever a time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in the government, our country will need will stand in need of experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. Samuel Adams. I'm thinking we're there. What do you think?
Yeah.
Gee. Okay. With that, let's play this Mike Lee video. This is a little Fox News blurb, and this talks about the Rand Paul video that went viral. We've got everybody. I'm not sick, and Red's over there coughing in the corner.
I have nano allergies.
He's got nano allergies. Yeah.
They both have nano allergies.
No,
mine
is just a. I just have a little bit of congestion. I'm okay. He's gone. You know, he's done. He's done for.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Bring out your dad.
I'm not dead. I feel happy.
I'm feeling much better now. I'm not really sick. Anyway, go ahead and play that clip there, Bob, and then we'll talk about it.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah shattering social media records by posting this video of Senator Rand Paul on the Internet. Stealing money from people who will be getting money in the future to pay for immediate concerns is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Something like 60 million impressions so far online. Senator Mike Lee joins us right now from the Russell Rotunda. Sir, what is Rand Paul talking about right there, robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Well, he's talking about a bill that was passed in the Senate last week that took $150 billion from the Social Security Trust Fund, that busted our spending caps to the tune of $80 billion, that took $1.5 billion from the Crime Victims Trust Fund, and that decided that we're going to sell a whole bunch of oil at historically low prices, all to pay for immediate concerns. The American people are upset by this because they understand, as Senator Paul said, this is robbing Peter to pay Paul. But they're also upset by the process. They're upset by the fact that we did this in the middle of the night. We did it on a rushed basis. It had no committee action, no opportunity for review or for amendment by the American people and their elected representatives. This is a problem. The American people deserve better.
I'm shocked that the conservatives in Congress wouldn't. I know you did. And 30 some odd senators stood up against this. But for the most part, you know, the House has a majority of Republicans. I'm shocked that this would get through.
Yes, I understand that shock, and that shock explains why so many people were willing to view and then share this Facebook post, which reached over 60 million people, more people than watched all three Republican presidential debates combined, for the simple fact that the American people are frustrated by what's happening in Washington. As much as they're concerned about the what, they're very worried about the how.
Yeah.
They're bothered by the fact that this was just rushed through at the last minute. We're governing by cliff, and they don't want that.
Senator, they suspended the debt limit until March of 2017, past the election. Doesn't that mean, for the most part, it's just an open checkbook? As much as they want to spend, they can spend.
Yeah, that's right. So there's no borrowing limit up until 2017. And so as much as needs to be borrowed in order to satisfy whatever demands the federal government has at the time, they can borrow. And so this, too, is a disturbing trend. In the past, Congress used to raise the debt limit by a specified dollar amount. And, right. And it's no longer doing that. It's now just suspending the debt ceiling. It's sort of a debt ceiling Mardi Gras, if you will.
No kidding. All right. Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, who said no to this, but nonetheless it did pass. Senator, thank you very much. If people would like to watch the video, it's on his webpage. We will link from foxandfriends.com. Mike Lee, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And you can go listen to that. It's pretty enlightening. I mean, of course, Senator Rand Paul is not the media darling, obviously, because he's a libertarian, and there's other reasons, I'm sure. Not getting much play out in the presidential campaign, and I'm not promoting that, but what I'm saying is that, you know, as far as the debt ceiling, you know, in this vote, how did our congressman vote on that one? Did he pass that? Did he help that?
I don't know.
I will know in just a few moments.
All right. We'll get an update on that one to make sure we know what he did.
Yeah, what did he do on that? And why is the mainstream media not all over this?
You'd think that both sides would be worried about Social Security, you know, taking $150 billion from them and allocating it someplace else and basically stealing a fund that's already bankrupt and putting it someplace else. I guess that just doesn't matter anymore because, you know, it...
Well, they've been doing it for so long on different things.
Well, you know? And I thought we had conservatives and liberals, but it seems to me we have liberal conservatives. Think about that for a second. Why did this even get to somebody's desk? Nobody has the cojones to stand up and say no. Nobody has the cojones to say, hey, we're not voting for this because this gives the president an open checkbook to write checks for whatever he wants. You know, they're stealing money all over the place. None of this matters. None of this matters.
Yeah, I thought it was going to change when we took back the Senate.
Yeah, but
it doesn't seem like it's getting any better if they just took $150 billion.
But we don't want to call rhinos, do we? We just want to call them conservatives because it sounds like they're our heroes. Even though they don't vote for us, they vote against us. But we should ignore that, right?
Yeah.
Because they might get angry at us and not let us have access to them and turn their heads when we try to talk to them. That, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Not a good thing.
Questions. Questions. Well, I would go to the Truth in the Media site and take a look at that if you're interested. But you got? Let's go to a break.
Okay. If you want to call in and you have a question or a comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9
on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, November 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
You know I never meant to see you again.
Well, I think we're getting our wish here a little bit anyway. I sure hope it rains a lot harder than it's been. Because we need it.
Yes, we do. Just a nice steady rain for a couple days would be good.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe it'll stop the global warming.
Yeah, climate change.
The climate change. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that here pretty soon. They just signed a deal. Paris climate deal to ignite $90 trillion energy revolution. Well, that's pretty interesting. That there's no money in this climate change deal, is there?
Nah,
not any carbon credits, you know, and no Trans-Pacific Partnership thing.
Now, no building oil wells on your property.
Yeah, there's no way that Jerry Frackin' Brown would ever illegally sign treaties with other states and other countries for a Greens bill and a Green Mafia conglomerate to shuttle money to their campaign funders.
No, couldn't happen.
Never would happen.
We want to clear.
Didn't actually unseat a governor in Oregon over it.
We want to make it clear that Doug LaMalfa voted against this budget deal, and we'll say that that's a feather in his cap to a degree. But you also have to watch these guys. What's starting to happen is we're starting to become a lot more politically savvy than we used to be. It used to be, oh, he voted for it. Everybody go, hey, great, Doug's a great guy, conservative, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but these guys do what's called safe votes, where they know that the bill's going to pass, and they know that their constituents are starting to get angry in their districts, and they know that there's an uprising coming. There's actually somebody going to be running against him pretty soon on the Republican ticket, it looks like, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But you know, you can't be fooled by these guys either. Now, hey, if he did the right thing for the right reasons and things are turning around, hey, I'll back this guy to the hilt. But at the same time, he also voted to another bill to, revive. Revive the Export-Import Bank, which is out the what?
Yeah, which we had hopefully had been beat to death and done away with for good.
Now, you got to be careful. These politicians are slippery. Present company excluded.
Not a politician yet, so I can say
that. There you go. So he's not slippery. He's not slippery yet. Okay, he hasn't been corrupted yet. We don't think he's gonna be corrupted. That's why we're voting for him. But at the same time, you got to be careful of these guys. They are not stupid, and they get in there because of money and power, and they play all ends against the middle. I mean, look at what's going on in the Senate with this bill with Mike Lee that he's talking about, where they steal from the Social Security. You know, 34. Republican senators stood against that. The rest of them voted for it. What does that tell you? Okay? Does that tell you that some of these are sheep with, wolves in sheep's clothing? Or just sheep?
Commie underoos.
Yeah. So, with that, we wanted to, make that clear. You know, when Doug does the right thing, we want to praise him. At the same time, we want to make sure that he's doing the right things for the right reasons on a consistent basis, and we don't give him a pass. These guys have not been held accountable forever. And you can't hold them accountable if you ignore the bad things that they do. And that's what we've been kind of flea trained to do. You know how you train fleas? You put them in a jar and you put a lid on the jar and you screw down the jar. And every time they jump up and hit the top of the jar, it hurts their head. So then after a while you can take the lid off the jar and they'll just jump just high enough not to hit the top of the jar. Okay. So that's what they've been doing to us. They've been flea training us. They've been training us to stay inside the jar and just keep jumping up and down. And it doesn't matter. You can't, if you don't hold them accountable, the decisions, the bad stuff that they do, then what are you doing? You're just a flea jumping inside the jar.
Well, you have to look to the future too. What's the long outcome with what they're doing? You know, what else is in the works and going on when they make their votes?
That absolutely
may be affected. Now, a lot of people, like you say, go, oh yeah, he voted against it. Great. That's the end of it.
Right.
Well,
no, that's not the end of it.
No, that's
and you have to and you have to analyze further into that as to what happened during the vote, why it was voted. Was there enough other people voting to pass it that he could do a vote that said that?
Yeah,
exactly. See, and that's a typical tactic of these guys. So don't give Doug a pass at this point yet. Keep scrutinizing what he's doing. Now, if he's turned over a new leaf, you know, and stops taking money from Monsanto and voting for the Dark Act and stops voting to, not label our food from foreign sources, if he turns it all around, hey, Doug's a hero in my book. But if it's just games to stay in power, then we need to call it for what it is.
Yeah.
So, with that, moving right along, let's talk about Jerry Fracken Brown.
Yeah.
Now we have to be careful.
Yeah, Lou, you can't make this stuff up.
I know.
Yeah.
It's appropriate to use public funds and public agencies on your private land to search for natural gas and oil deposits when you are doing everything in your power to remove that ability from the rest of the citizens in your state, correct?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What's the problem?
Yeah, and you know what's really a problem is where's is the media? I talked to Paul Preston on Agenda 21 Radio on Thursday on this story. It actually came out over Breitbart. Can you say Breitbart fast five times?
No, go ahead.
No,
you're having a hard time.
I'm having a hard time saying it once, but Breitbart. I think I said that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, that came out on Thursday, all right? And I was reading it on my cell phone at lunch. And then I talked to Paul Preston at 1 o'clock on Thursday about it. And then he posted it on his website at Agenda 21 Radio. And guess what? Has anybody seen anything about that in our local rag, our local Get the Facts Right Channel 7, who only reports nothing?
No.
Nope, not a word that
I guess it's not big news.
Haven't seen it in the Bee, haven't seen it in the San Francisco Chronicle, haven't seen it in any of the major media outlets, you know, just us crazy tinfoil hat media guys.
I mean, when I watch these guys and they say, we're here and getting the facts right, I just want to throw a frickin' wrench through the TV.
You know, in their defense, though, like they just said with this debt ceiling thing, it's like Mardi Gras, so maybe they're out at Wall Street waiting for their beat.
Well, that could be, but I just want them to get the weather right anymore. I mean, you know, that would be good enough for me at this point because that's the only reason I watch them is weather and see who won the local sports. And then, you know, so you DVR them and you go through all their crap. You know, they can't see lines all over the sky. They don't mean anything. It's just our imagination or those are contrails. Only they do patterns and grids and
they don't go away and they last forever.
And they last all day and there's one plane that is flying by the other plane. The one plane has it and the other plane doesn't. Yeah. And so it's like that's just because he has a hotter engine.
Well, the thing that always gets me is during World War II, the United States government spent mass amounts of money attempting to create cloud layers out of contrails so that they could hide their bombers while they were bombing Germany, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't get a contrail to last over 6 minutes. They tried to do it, and they couldn't do it.
I guess if you, bomb everybody with aluminum and barium and ash. And
there wasn't enough chemicals in the air at that time.
Yeah, we like our lithium.
Lithium's good for you, I hear.
Yes. A nation of mouth breathers.
Yeah. The level's a little high.
Okay, we got a couple minutes to the break. We got to really hammer this, you know, this story because, you know, the real deal is, this is from Joel B. Polak's, I guess is how you say it. I'm pretty sure he's Polak's, and I think I'm not sure what his nationality is, but his last name is P-O-L-L-A-K, and that says Polak. So, California Governor Jerry Brown used state experts to prepare a 51-page report on the prospects for oil development on his family's private land in Northern California, according to Associated Press. Wow, they actually investigated something, the Associated Press? Wow, I mean, Jerry must have really ticked somebody off in Washington or something. And that was released on Thursday morning. So, where are the facts?
What you may be seeing here is a little tit for tat. The Emperor of the East is not real happy with the self-proclaimed Emperor of the West.
Is that our break music, Mark?
Yep, I guess we're at the top of the hour. So stay with us, we'll pick it up on the other side. This has been KCNR 1460.
The good, the bad, the fracking brown.
Community radio for the North State.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A senior British government official says airport security may have to be beefed up substantially in the light of last month's Russian plane crash in Egypt.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says airport security in many cities will need to be overhauled if it's confirmed the Russian plane crash in Egypt was caused by a bomb planted by militants. Hammond warns that if these suspicions are true, there needs to be a rethink of security at airports in areas where the extremist groups are active. He says this could mean additional costs and additional delays as people check in. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Millions of citizens have voted in a general election in Myanmar today that will test whether the military's long-standing grip on power can be loosened. The opposition party, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, is expected to win what's being billed as the nation's freest election ever. A co-founder of the party has told a crowd outside the party headquarters today not to expect election results tonight, but he says the outcome appears to be, quote, very good. Senator Chuck Grassley is asking fellow lawmakers to restrict funding for bringing Syrian refugees into this country until the administration offers a security plan.
The Iowa Republican senator urges lawmakers working on appropriations to include the security provision, writing not $1 should be expended until stringent parameters for vetting these refugees are established. Senator Grassley's letter comes as lawmakers face a mid-December deadline to pass government funding bills. Lawmakers have grappled with how to respond to the Syrian refugee crisis and the administration's plan to increase the number of refugees it will accept per year. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
China's latest trade figures continue to disappoint. Imports fell by 18.8% from 1 year ago, while exports by China shrank by 6.9%. This is SRN News.
More than 70 million Americans have a hard time falling asleep. Are you one of them? A lack of sleep can hurt your mental performance. It can affect your mood. It can even make it harder to manage your weight. Don't let occasional sleepless nights ruin your days. Try Somnipure, a safe premium formula that delivers better sleep than you thought possible. Today, listeners of this station can try a free bottle of Somnipure. Pay only shipping and handling. For details, call 1-800-937-8046. Somnipure has key ingredients clinically shown to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed without grogginess. Somnipure is the only sleep aid with this specific blend of ingredients. Listeners of this station can try a free bottle, but don't wait. This free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-937-8046. 1-800-937-8046. 1-800-937-8046.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has conceded defeat today in a critical election in one of India's most populous states. By midday, India's Election Commission website showed that a self-proclaimed Grand Alliance of parties opposed to Modi's BJP party had won 78 seats and was leading in more than 101 other races, comfortably inside of the 122 needed to control the legislature. The election for control of Bihar State, seen as a referendum on Modi's popularity, he had crisscrossed the region, addressing dozens of high-profile rallies. Taliban insurgents loyal to rival leaders have been fighting in a southeastern province of Afghanistan this weekend. 50 men on both sides have been killed in 2 days of fighting. The fighters in a breakaway faction led by Mullah Mohammad Rasool have been joined by ISIS militants, according to a government spokesman. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. It's going to get a little noisier in the skies over Los Angeles this week.
That's because the military is conducting mysterious maneuvers over the Pacific Ocean, which is forcing a change in late-night landings at Los Angeles International Airport. The military is not forthcoming with reasons as to why the changes are needed, and airport officials say they, too, are in the dark. All they know is air traffic can't be flying at low altitudes to the west during next week. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 8th, the 312th day of 2015. There are 53 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1864, President Abraham Lincoln won re-election as he defeated Democratic challenger George McClellan. And on this date in 1923, Adolf Hitler launched his first attempt at seizing power in Germany with a failed coup in Munich. It came to be known as the Beer Hall Putsch. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $25.95, children $8.95. Children 8 and under, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For details, visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly marathon, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions. Wear 12 regular games. Pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up.
Fed
got
up.
Our house in order and got yours inside.
Welcome back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. KCNR1460.com is the chat room, and you can also call in at 605-4567. And that'd be 530-605-4567. You know, we're going to whip this Jerry Brown thing to death here because we can, and, you know, it's what we do, it's who we are, it's how we roll. But the fact that this has not been reported yet is very telling. With our getting the facts right, mainstream, fleshlight type stories. It seems like anything that doesn't further the narrative that big government is the purveyor of all good just gets blacked out. You know, anybody with conservative values or smaller government or limited government philosophy is somehow now, you know, the extremist. And the people that are, you know, trying to get us into a totalitarian communist government where all the power resides in a small little state called Washington, D.C. over on the East Coast they're the smart ones.
Well, it's gotten so bad. We're so far beyond the point where someone talking about restoring the constitutional values of our government is referred to as anarchism by the staff of a congressman.
Yeah, you anarchist?
Yeah, an anarchist, because you want to restore constitutional values and to the depths of what that really means.
So you know, we were just talking about Star Wars or Star Trek.
Star Trek.
You know, so you're anarchist Skywalker? Is that
I like that. I might use that. Anarchist Skywalker.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, Jerry Brown's land that's in dispute here is kind of smack dab in the middle of the state of Jefferson. You know, if we can get Jefferson before he gets prosecuted, we might be able to work a deal here, Jerry.
Boy. Seems like there's a lot of, you know, political figures getting close to prosecution these days. Maybe.
Well, hopefully. If you can find a Department of Justice that will actually do their job. You know, I'm sure Kamala Harris is going to be all over this one.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Sergeant
sure,
of Arms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's our Sergeant of Arms right now?
Yeah, not good. So, we want to talk about that. I think we have a caller on the line here. I'm not sure who it is yet, but
Terry.
We've got Terry on the line here. But and then the next thing we want to talk about a little bit is, you know, and get Steve's opinion on the controversy with Ben Carson in the media as well. But good morning, Terry. What do you got?
How are y'all doing in there?
Yeah, we're doing pretty stops. Good.
Looks like you got crammed quarters, huh?
Cramped.
Oh, we're good.
Crimped.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling in is that I kind of wanted to piggyback on what you guys were just talking about. You're absolutely correct. And it even goes a step further. I know that there are some people that have made comments about the local Tea Party that they don't want to come because of the fact that Doug LaMalfa is being bashed. You know, the last thing I heard said about Doug LaMalfa was Sally talking about the fact that how he voted on things. And if he's voting not the way you like them out there, and he's voting the wrong way, then if you report that, you're a basher.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, I'm tired of the naivety. I'm tired of thinking that if we just let these people do what they're going to do, we don't hold their feet to the fire, we don't hold them accountable, that it's all going to be fine. You know, it's all going to be fine. Oh, you know, he must have had his reasons. Well, you know, the congressman did vote okay at a couple. I think he's 2 for 7. That's 286 if you're a baseball player, you know. But the thing is that, you know, I'm tired of the naivety of people saying, oh, you know, you're telling us what this man does, and then therefore you must be bashing him. I mean, maybe you guys can help me out with that one.
Well, I guess, you know, when I refer to him as Doug LaMafia, I am bashing him a little bit. But, you know, the real deal is I'm trying to draw attention to what's going on. And, you know, if it takes bashing him, I'm good with that. But the real deal is we're reporting the facts. We're reporting the things that people should be knowing and understanding and why these are bad votes. And it's unconscionable to sit there and just give these guys a pass because he's the Republican Party. And he's got to, you know, because we can't do that anymore. Look at how that's been working out for us. Look at what's been going on in the Senate. We're supposed to have, you know, we had the House. We got that back. We took back the Senate. We're supposed to get control of this president. And both the House and the Senate have been kowtowing to this president for how many, what, we're going on 7 years now? But we're just supposed to say, hey, these guys are cool. It doesn't matter what they do as long as they call themselves a conservative, right? And I get to put an R in front of their name and pretend that I'm voting for the good guys when I go into the ballot box. And I should just shut up about anything that they do wrong.
Well, Rush Limbaugh on Friday had an interesting comment about that. And I agree with you, Mark, and so does Rush Limbaugh. He made the comment about that and how these particular congressman and stuff stood behind Boehner and how Boehner was just doing whatever Obama wanted. We've had all the candidates, almost maybe with the exception of Jeb Bush, that have come out saying that Boehner, you know, basically was going along with Obama and he was getting pressure. And because of the fact that we have mentioned that our congressman voted for Boehner and then he voted for McCarthy right behind that and wanted him, in fact stood behind him in the news, backing him, the same situation applies. You point something out, how is that bashing? I mean, good grief. I'm tired of the naivety, and I'd like to hear one time, really, and if somebody wants to call in maybe, who in the world, name something that somebody has said in that Tea Party from the stage there where they've said, they've called the congressman names, et cetera. That just never happens, never did happen. What happens on the radio happens on the radio, and that's freedom of speech, and by gosh, by golly, everyone has a right to say what they're going to say. But to me, I'm tired of the narrow-mindedness. I'm tired of the naivety. It's not going to go away, and you guys keep doing what you're doing, and we need to elect people like Steve Baird, and I'm sure he has something he wants to say about this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can't go on and keep accepting the criticisms and actually trying to shove it under the carpet or blow it aside. You are... as an elected official, an employee of a great deal number of people. And if your employers do not agree with what you're doing with, it's okay to school that employee, discipline them in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and try to get that employee on the right tack. You would do that as any employer would. If you want your business to run solid, then you have a program where you try to get that employee back on track, or eventually you have the ability to fire them. And in our form of government, for that particular seat, every 2 years, that person gets a review, let's say, and the people go through and they say, yep, he's been doing what he's supposed to be doing, or nope, she hasn't, and it's time to go.
Well, and, you know, if you think about it in depth at all, if we're right and they're wrong, the political parties are using those people that are saying that stuff as pawns. They're using them to shut up the opposition. If you think about it, all the name calling and all this stuff, and they did this and they did that, is all about shutting down the opposition so that everybody goes along in the cart to the guillotine quietly. That's what it's about.
It is.
I agree. Anyway, guys, have a great show, and looking forward to hearing the rest of it. Great show so far, you guys in red. Great show this morning, buddy. Great show.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
And it is. It is time to identify and recognize the true depth of the fight that we're in. We are, honest to God, in a fight for our way of life and our form of government here in this country. Are we going to be a constitutional republic under the protections of the Constitution with inalienable sovereign rights, or are we going to become some polyglot of socialism, communist Nazism? That's the fight that we're in, and I'm tired of people not recognizing that or being afraid to just stand up and saying, hey, we're in a fight between totalitarianism and democracy and freedom and liberty. That's what the fight is.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Lenin said two steps forward, one step back. You know, and that's what they're doing. If you can't see it, you're blind. If I take two steps forward and I vote for the TPP and the TPA and the Import-Export Bank and Monsanto, and I only come back and vote one good vote for the budget, even though it's a safe vote, whose side am I really on? Whose side? Because if I just out and out appear to be on the other side, okay, of the argument, then you'll know what the problem is, and I'm not going to stay in power, and I'm not going to continue to get paid, to get the money from Monsanto, to get whatever I get out of it, because most of this is about money. If you look at the politicians, they all go in, you know, kind of okay, and they all come out really wealthy, and the party
most
takes
of
care
them.
Of them. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, look at Harry Reid.
Yeah, they take that stance, that's for sure.
So you've got Boehner siding with Harry Reid, you've got McConnell siding with Harry Reid, and all siding with Obama, and you got our congressman who's been defending Boehner for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I don't think it takes rocket scientists to go, oh, wow, maybe there's a problem here. And we should just shut up because, you know, the fact that LaMalfa defends Boehner all the time, even though Boehner is on the other side.
Well, isn't it our duty, regardless of who it is, to expose the truth and get the truth out, no matter who we're talking about? I mean, how can that be bashing if...
Wow,
if
a watchdog. The watchdog. The public guarding the public trust.
We're supposed to do that.
Do you mean that's what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they made the press the only industry protected by the Constitution?
Yeah.
And the free speech, you know, First Amendment thing about, you know, if they silence your free speech, then, you know, you'll just get carted off to the ovens, quicker.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how can it be bashing if you're just telling the truth like we're supposed to?
We're supposed to just, you know, go along and be the rest of the media.
People have been kicking my butt since I was a little kid trying to keep my mouth shut. It hadn't worked then and it ain't going to work now.
You know.
And that's what it's all about, is getting the truth out about what's going on in our country and towards our liberties and freedom, correct?
Okay. So let's take Ben Carson, for example. Okay, what has the media been doing to him? They've been trying everything in their power to get something on this guy to make sure that he gets, you know, put out of the race somehow, because he's a conservative, not one of the Beltway guys, not one of the insiders. Okay. Wow, and he's black even. Holy crap! We almost be president.
Where's the cries of racism?
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way.
Oh. But, you know, according to Al Sharpton, you can only be racist if you're white.
Oh, okay. It all makes sense.
Yeah, you're getting it now?
You forgot the rule.
Yeah. Oh, only goes one way. You can't go back. You can only go that way.
I get it.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
Yeah.
So,
but they've been hammering him hard on they keep plastering him everywhere on the media.
They're still hitting him over the West Point thing.
Yeah.
And Politico finally came out and admitted they made it up. It was a hit piece. They constructed it. They fabricated the story.
Yeah.
Oh, but they don't bring that out on the media. They just bring out the part to bash him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm kind of curious, you know, we're talking with Steve here over the break, you know, and he's running against Gaines. And, you know, how much media coverage have you gotten, Steve? Have they, I mean, are you right up there? You know, you're getting plenty of coverage and about your candidacy and how strong you are and, you know, the backing of all the conservatives in the North State, the state of Jefferson. You know, I mean, just feel
phones
like...
Phones ringing off the hook and interviews everywhere.
Bands playing. What have they been doing in your court?
Just been going to local radio shows. Haven't had a mention in the paper. I was actually surprised that Mr. Gaines was in the parade yesterday. I publish basically where I'm going to be, so he knows where I'm going to be, where I'm going to be appearing, where I'm going to be speaking. And so I figured, well, maybe that's why he showed up. So there must be some sort of impact there, but no mention in the B. I mean, you know, I live in South Placer County, and you would figure that, you know, something would go up. Hey, somebody's running against an incumbent Republican, and there's been no word at all. So it's either an attack dog mentality by the press or a complete ignore. And since I don't have any pedigree as far as running for office before, I'm not a professional politician, they're not interested. So I've posted many of the things that I plan to do on the website. So if they needed some material to attack me on, I've given them plenty of fodder.
What is your website, by the way?
It's bairdforsenate.org. And you can go on there, and one of the tabs on there has a number of legislative issues that I'm going to be looking at. And a lot of them have to do with, you know, property rights and water rights and things that are important to the North State. And so there's a lot of material there that the press can pick up on, but I haven't heard a peep.
Now, you would think that the Democrats would be, and the liberal media would be all over that because, you know, they would have the Republicans fighting amongst themselves and jockeying for position in the conservative North State where, you know, they have little or no voice at all. And, you know, any kind of division in the ranks would be a good thing as far as the liberal media. That is, of course, unless that the guy that you're running against is one of them.
And it's interesting because the number of bills that he's created over time, there have been a couple of feel-good resolutions, but there hasn't been a lot of hardcore hitting issues that would affect the North in a positive way. So you have to wonder if this guy is already in line. You know, if you're going to vote Republican, it's a Republican district, we're just going to let it go. But if he's not bucking the trends and if he's not making waves in the Senate, he's good enough for them.
Yeah, well, it's like our guy in Veterans. Hey, man, as long as you stand up for the veterans in the North State, you can get reelected. It doesn't really matter if you are doing anything really to achieve something that helps them. Go ahead, Bob. Let's do a break here. And
all right. If you have a question or comment, you can call in at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It is that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all of the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Back, Sovereign Mind. We got a thing going on in the chat room with Karen L. But you know, she says we have no solution. We have lots of solutions. You know, either start voting for the correct stuff that supports the American people and conservative values, mm-hmm. and or get out of office.
Yeah, liberty and freedom,
or be exposed.
And how ironic is it that we're attacked for being far right radicals, and then we're getting beat up because all we do is attack conservatives.
All we do is attack conservatives, but we're far-right radicals because we can't stand Obama, and we want him out of office so bad it hurts. And we don't like Harry Reid, and we didn't like John Boehner or Nancy freaking Pelosi. But I guess we're just guys who attack the right.
Well, yeah. I think the fact that we're willing to discipline and point out the wrongs on our own side actually speaks to our integrity. Whereas if all you do is stay moon-eyed and pie-faced over some guy because you're a groupie, What validity?
And we're trying to destroy our only chance. Well, let's see. If our only chance is to have someone who gives more power to Obama to do more things, to spend more money, then how the heck are we helping destroy our only chance?
This Congress has enabled this president more than the last Congress did.
Absolutely. They gave him more money to spend.
There's not even arguing that.
And how can voting for Monsanto's, getting paid off by Monsanto, documented, not even denied by the congressman when we talked to him about it, how can that be helping us?
Well, is this where the lesser of two evils comes into play? You know, they always say, well, he's not as bad, he's lesser of the two evils.
Well,
really,
you know,
what degree is, I mean, evil's evil,
Lenin,
right?
Lenin wasn't as bad as Stalin.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Che Guevara wasn't, well, maybe he was worse than
he
was Castro.
Worse than Castro.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad example.
Yeah.
Or what about Benedict Arnold?
You know, and I
who
like
was a hero?
I'd like to say one more thing to Karen O. We're not bashing conservatives. They're not conservative. That's why they're getting bashed.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't understand what's so hard
to
make that connection.
Yeah, so if I pretend I'm a conservative, but I vote for the liberals on the big issue, does that mean I'm a conservative or a liberal or rhino? What does that make me?
All good. I have the R behind my name. What's the matter?
I think what it makes you is replaceable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the point of this whole thing, is that if you're not going to vote how your constituents, who the people you say you are supporting, want you to vote, If you're gonna just pander to the people to stay in power, as opposed to voting the hard votes that need to be done, the important stuff, like not giving the president an open checkbook, not giving him up or down vote on the TPP, pandering to Monsanto so you can get more money in your campaign coffer. Okay, so now what?
Yeah,
what does that make you? What are you? Are you a semi-conservative? Are you a pseudo-conservative? What are you? Are you the best congressman money can buy? What are you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, is if you buy a package of Twinkies and open it up and find out that it's filled with ding-dongs, are you going to sit there and go, no, this is a Twinkie? really?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling in, Karen.
Yeah,
and enlightening us on where we're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. We asked her to call in, and she did not want to do that.
Not going to do that. So in other words, you're going to just throw stones from the peanut gallery as opposed to actually calling in and telling us what your position is. How are we going wrong? What
can we do different?
What are we saying that's not true?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because we already know that Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass the bill and before you read it, is so stupid it's beyond but that's okay because they have an R in front of their name, but that makes us what does that make us? Now we want to know what the truth is, so I guess we're not conservatives and we're not liberals. What are we? We're those evil libertarians who want more freedom.
Keep the freedoms that we have,
people.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said the L word.
Those daft people who tinfoil hat wearing extremist anarchist.
Yeah. You just want to be left alone?
you anarchist Skywalker, you.
Yeah. Anarchist Skywalker.
There you have it. I guess nothing out of the peanut gallery. Let's move on.
And that's one of the things, too, is the conversation has been pushed so far towards the ends of stupidity that you have to be over the top and exaggerative just to get through, just to get a reaction out of the sheep staring there.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a caller. This would be great. I hope it's Karen.
Oh, well, don't hold your breath.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So I guess Karen doesn't want to really get into the conversation. She just wants to tell us we're screwed
up.
Well,
talk about bashing.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
you'll bash us, but you won't call in and debate us or talk to us about the real issues about what's going on. And
call up.
I wouldn't want to call and debate us. We're kind of scary.
Call 530-221-0101 anytime this during week, and we'll schedule you an interview on the radio next week, Karen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have a problem.
No. We want the truth. We're not bashing the congressman.
And the
we're telling not bashing the truth. Anybody. We're telling the truth, yeah.
The honest to God truth of it is do you know how badly the people sitting in this studio wish we could be sitting here singing the praises of Doug and what a great job he's doing?
Yeah. Or anybody.
That's what we really want.
That's what we want.
No matter what official it is up there.
Speaking of bashing, Terry's on the phone.
Hey, I've got something I got to say. Mark Kent, Linda Kent, Red Smith, those three have taken bashing from a lot of people. The Tea Party's taken bashing from a lot of people. You guys are great patriots, and you don't need to defend yourselves for calling someone out who's doing everything against the will of the people. And my opinion is that if you can't call in, or if you have a solution, call in.
Yeah.
If you have some way that you can say how we should do things right, let's hear it. Because you're part of the problem, you're not part of the solution.
Or what they're saying is there's some secret plan that we're not aware of that's going to change everything if we just shut up and go with the program. Is that
you know what? Here's the bottom line. Bottom line is I'm tired of the cowards.
Yes.
The bottom line is I'm tired of the cowards. This is the end game. And I'm tired of listening to the cowards. And I'm tired of the cowards saying, oh, you know, you can't... I'm tired of the cowards. Let's hear instances. Let's hear specifics.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the cowards. If you're a coward, shut up. That's all I've got to say, and I love you guys.
Hey,
bye.
Thanks a lot,
thanks
Terry.
A lot.
All right. It's the truth, though. The truth
the
is...
gallery caught on to that.
Yeah. Yeah. The truth is that's the deal. You know? Yeah, we got the peanut gallery.
Yeah. So you guys know in the chat room from the peanut gallery, it says, nice, congressman referred to as a Twinkie and Ding Dong is the same reference, in the same reference.
Well,
just
at least
so
nobody
guys
called
know.
Him Howdy Doody.
Well, not yet.
Read your paper.
Woody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Howdy Doody. I was thinking Woody from Toy Story. But never mind.
Anyways.
Boy.
To infinity
Anyhow.
And beyond.
Yeah.
All right,
and
so.
It just goes on and on, you know.
So, you know, let's talk about Hillary Clinton for a little while. Let's talk about how she has violated the law.
Which time?
Yeah. When didn't she violate the law?
During which presidency?
In what year are we referring to?
Back during the governorship of Arkansas?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we've got more and more stuff coming out on her classified emails and her servers and everything else. And, you know, I'm looking here at, you know, from Judicial Watch, the weekly update from Tom Fitton, which I get religiously. So to say, I'm sorry. Did I say religiously? I didn't mean to say that because that would connotate that I'm sort of a zealot of religious background who might.
That's not,
you know.
Yeah. You can't say things like that.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes. I'll pray tonight over that. So anyway.
I'll be going to church after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to go see the penguin.
The penguin. I think I'm going to join the Ted Nugent party, the middle finger of defiance party.
Hey, I guess that's where we're at. We're not a D, we're not an R, so we got to go with Uncle Ted's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am an official member of the middle finger party.
Yeah.
The middle finger party, that's right. So.
All right. With that, I think we have another caller on the line. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How's everyone doing this fine Sunday morning?
Hey,
we're doing great.
Fun never stops.
First thing I want to say that I'm a Tea Party patriot through and through. But from my standpoint, the Tea Party has been used by the political class repeatedly, and I think they finally have realized that they have been used. And and you get sick of it.
That's
what happens,
yeah.
And you realize that you've been used, and then what are you going to do? Well, you end
fight
up doing what you're doing right now is say, wait a minute here. You asked for our support. You said you were with us, and it turns out you weren't. And I've seen it firsthand there up in Plumas County, where we had quite a large Tea Party patriot group, and suddenly it's no longer.
A lot of people don't want to keep up the fight.
That was the idea from the beginning, I think, with the whole deal, is to marginalize the Tea Party, to bash the Tea Party, to make them into the extremists that they're not. You know, everything has been designed to keep the Tea Party from becoming a voice in the political arena.
and it's not working anymore because everybody's woke up, like you say, that has a patriotic backbone in their body and who's not bought off and doesn't have a political agenda other than the fact that we want our Constitution and our freedoms back. You know, other than that,
Yeah, I mean, they didn't even have the decency to leave any money on the dresser.
Is there a specific question that I can ask Congressman LaMoffitt, because he's having his annual fall festival this coming Saturday, and my friend from Plumas County is has two tickets and has invited me for the second year now to go, and I thought, well, you're having this conversation. Is there something you would like me to ask on your behalf and try it, and then I can call in next Sunday? And
that's a good question because, you know, Red wanted me to go as a bottle of Roundup, but, you know, probably not a good idea.
The dark hat?
That is not what I said. I said go as a bottle of Roundup that sprayed little dollar bills everywhere.
Oh, there you have it. So I think the question is, you know, now that Boehner has left, okay, and he supported Boehner the whole time, How does he come to grips with that? How does he rectify that with his conservative position when everybody knows that Boehner has been siding with Obama the whole time?
Okay.
That's the question I would ask.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to dodge it and he's going to dance and he's not going to tell you and he's going to talk about, oh, I'm tired of everybody talking about Boehner and, you know, blah, 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 because that's what these guys do. They're professional tap dancers. But if he would answer you honestly, well, I would like to know what he has to say.
Yeah. And, you know, he supported McCarthy, too.
Of course, because they were roommates.
And directly against what Meadows, Congressman Meadows, went through by not being able to voice his constituents. Again, this is an issue where your congressmen can't vote what their constituents believe. Otherwise, you're going to lose your seat on any given given committee.
That's the excuse, but I think it's more than that because I think if you've got backbone and you're standing for the right things, it doesn't matter what committee you're on because I think that's the purveying wisdom is that, oh, don't rock the boat because if you lose any kind of committee seat, then you won't have any power to make any change. How's it working out now?
Yeah.
You don't have any power anyway. That you do whatever they tell you.
Well, you know, when you sit on the agricultural committee and the environmental committee and the things that are important to your donors, you know, he is in a position of power to collect a large amount of money. And the thing is if he was really representative of his constituents, he would do the unpopular thing. He would do the hard thing. And let me ask you an honest question. Do you think if Doug LaMalfa drafted the legislation to impeach Obama, if Doug LaMalfa drafted the legislation to repeal Obamacare, if he did anything like this, do you think he would ever lose an election here again? Never.
No.
He wouldn't have to do anything because the people would stand with him. So that points out right there, it's not about the people for him, because if he did what the people wanted, he would never lose an election. It's about the money because he does what the moneyed interests want.
Yeah, it's simple.
Very simple. Easy to see.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody's looking, if you don't have your blinders on to, you know, I don't want to look at any of the money or any of the other things that are going on other than, you know, we'll look at when he votes good. If all we ever look at is the times that he stands firm with the conservative values, and that's the only thing that we look at, and we forget about the other 50% that sides with the other parties.
We're not asking you to win. You're one guy. We understand that. We're asking you to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Win or lose.
And do what we ask to be
done. Well, at least you have to make the argument or put your constituents' argument forward,
right.
Whether it's a winning or losing debate. You have to put their opinion out on the floor that this is the way my constituents feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be on the losing side, and trust me, I've been on a lot of losing sides on political issues. But regardless, I still put my opinion forward. And I'm enter in the debate knowing that it's an uphill battle.
Okay, so here's my analogy. If you're out on the playground, okay, and your friend keeps getting his lunch money stolen by the bully in the yard, but the bully's a pretty good fighter, and you stand up to him and you get your butt kicked, does that mean the next time that you go out and help him take the money from the guy stealing the money? Or do you keep standing up? That's the question.
take fighting lessons.
Yeah, I, absolutely. Try to get,
keep fighting.
Form a coalition. Get some more people out there. Call the teacher. You just don't. You don't become a part of the problem. No. You don't go out there and shake other people down to help the bully.
If you have any morals or backbone about you, you won't do that.
Yeah.
You think anyone from LaWaffa's office listens to the show?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Well, I guess they'll. Maybe they'll take me with a grain of salt.
I'm sure they're picking out what to get us for Secret Santa right now.
Yeah. Well, you have a great Sunday, and thanks, and I really enjoy listening to the show.
All right, thanks for calling in. I believe we have somebody else on the line. Billy Bob, good morning. Billy Bob, you there?
Good morning. You're on the air. Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
As always, I appreciate your show. And again, in this conversation, you guys are exactly right. Terry is so passionate and correct, and all your other callers. But the thing is that Mafia cut his teeth in the liberal Senate of California. He knows how to play this game. He's in the tank. He's been in the tank for years. And if he, like you, Red, said, if you can't see it, you're blind. Ray Charles can see it. Ronnie Millsap can see it.
Play the Smoky Mountain Rain on the next break, Bob. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that support, Billy Bob. And it's so easy if you set aside the diatribe and the nonsense and the back and forth and just look at the simplistic views of it. And what he does in accordance to what the constituents want, they're 180 degrees opposed.
Well,
so who is he serving?
The thing is, you have to understand that he gets his $5 million a year in government subsidies for his rice farm. Now, if that doesn't play an integral part of his thought process, then you're crazy. Plus his Monsanto affiliations and all the committees that you said have garnered him all his power in Washington. No, they're all the same, though. I mean, LaMalfa, LaLusa, you know. They're all the same. They're all up to pile. Okay, I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks for calling. But does he get all that money at once? Remember, that was the big thing is he doesn't get all of his contributions.
Installments.
If
I have an installment agreement, yeah.
Not so much for sale as for rent.
Oh.
So, and, you know, it must be nice to sit on the committee that ensures that you get 140% crop insurance. Things like that. You know, and, again... You know, we are going to bring the truth out. We're going to hit it because it's a responsible thing to do. It's our duty
to
do that. But there is not a person sitting in here that does not wish that we could be sitting here singing the praises of our congressman and the good things that he's doing. We want that so bad that we can taste it.
I wish we weren't sitting here in a way and having to do it like you say. I'd be quite happy to be doing something else in my life
than
to fight this battle.
But until... he's doing things that support his constituency and does the right thing, this is what we're going to do because it is our duty to do so.
Well, and until we get guys in there that are, you know, going to start standing up for the people, like Steve Baird, State of Jefferson, we want to get guys in city council, we want to get guys in the Board of Supervisors, down at the Assembly, down in the State Senate. We've got to take this back from these guys and the moneyed interest, because that's what this is really all about, is money at the end of the day.
Absolutely, and, you know, my constituency, I don't believe, is going to be pouring those big dollar funds. It's got to be grassroots to take it over.
Yeah, and with that, we're going to a break. Again, if you want to call in and have a comment or just to chat with us about what's going on and what we're talking about, give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Okay, Chris, November 2nd Tuesday is at the Sailing Boat.
Where are we sailing to?
We're not sailing anywhere. It's the name of the restaurant.
No need to get snippy.
Please join us Tuesday, November 10th at the Sailing Boat Restaurant on Churn Creek Road for delicious Chinese food. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be kindly donated by the Sailing Boat to support Haven Humane Society's ongoing battle to help abused and neglected animals.
Be a lot of fun to sail to dinner.
Whatever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, November 20th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR. In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Smoky Mountain Range keeps on calling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain Range, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. She's somewhere in the Smoky Mountain Range.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Community Radio for the North State. Yeah, I like that song. It's Ronnie Millsap, but he's blind. Or was. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. Oh, yeah. He's still alive? Oh. Hmm. Not running for Congress anytime soon. Eh, boy. Yeah. Well, we got to talk about the rigged jobs report that came out this last week. We're at 5% unemployment. Everything's better.
Yay!
We do a wave in
you
the
know,
studio.
Yeah, all the talk about the recession and how
the recession's
bad it is.
Over.
Yeah, it's yeah. over. We're climbing out of the hole and everything.
Nothing wrong,
yeah.
Even though the Baltic Dry Index right now, I'm looking at an article that says the index has crashed to the lowest November level in history.
Yeah. That's why all the numbers of the people out on the street corners and along the street.
It's all good.
It's increasing, but it's all good, you know?
Food's...
Well, they're not looking for it.
Oh, they're not looking... Yeah, that's it.
Who has to farm food when you've got food stamps?
Yeah. Or you're eating Monsanto and you're preserved for the next 50 years.
Well, that's it, because all you have to do is just keep eating that non-organic food, and pretty soon you will be well-preserved.
And you won't have to worry about it.
You won't have to worry about it because, it's better than embalming fluid. And so it, you know, just...
Well, I mean, who...
You become
who can,
toxic.
Just another...
Look at his flaming over there. Yeah.
You know, who other than, you know, the mainstream media anymore can look at you with a straight face and say your economy's in good shape?
Oh, yeah, we're back. We're back.
And the TPP is our salvation.
Yes, absolutely. Even though I think Jeff Sessions said something about it, it undermines their sovereignty. Let's see. Breathtaking erosion of sovereignty.
Obliterates it.
You know.
Obliterates our sovereignty.
Yeah, but who cares? Let's just keep, let's head for Chuck E. Cheese and have some Monsanto pepperoni.
I guess. And Peter. With that, we have Peter on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. Good show. Listen, I always try to find solutions for everything, and believe it or not, the solution for everything is very simple. If all these liberals out there that care about the environment and the CO2 we're putting into the air, why don't they hold their bloody breath for 20 minutes? And we've taken care of the welfare situation, the liberal situation, and everything else, you know, and leave the world to us conservatives.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh, but we're not really conservatives, Pete, because we bash our congressman when he doesn't vote for conservative principles.
National Hold Your Breath Day.
Listen, if you want to get pissed off during the day, listen to Mark Levin. And I was listening to him during the week, and another little thing that most people are probably not aware of with Hillary, you know, Exxon used to give Hillary a lot of money and Bill and all them a lot of money. Well, for whatever reason, they've shut it down. So now the Justice Department is after Exxon for issuing false reports about air pollution and all that, and they want their records dating back to the 70s. You know, this is the woman that 50% of Americans want to vote for, you know, that lies and abuses a position of power. And, I just can't believe there's so many stupid bloody people in this country. I really find it hard to believe, and I know it's hard to criticize when you got an accent, but I'm more American than most.
Well, they did a poll and a study this last week where they asked the people who would they vote for, and 27% said they would vote for the orangutan on the old Clint Eastwood movie, Any Which Way You Can.
Right turn, Clyde.
Well, actually, I thought we had one there now. That's probably not right.
Yeah, so, I mean, some of these people are so dumbed down or on the payroll or, you know, I mean, they, until they're being marched off to the internment camp, so they'd probably think that was a great idea, you know. Hey, let's go to the gulag today and have a beer.
Well, it didn't happen, don't you know that? Listen to them. It never happened.
That never happened.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure hearing you guys. You keep me sane.
All right, thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Absolutely. So I mean, the real deal is that, you know, they're rigging all of the numbers. Come on, can anybody say with a straight face that we're at 5% unemployment? I mean, really?
Well, I want to know what they base their numbers on. Where did they go to get that number?
It's, you know, you put in your thumb and you pull out a plum. I mean...
you just go to the computer like you do for our national debt and everything, and you just...
We just don't count these people over
here.
It's exactly the same way they create money.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all little digital entries.
Ding, 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 ding on your computer, and it's all good.
Well, you just type in whatever you want. 5% sounds really good this week. And then you leak it out to the mainstream news. Oh, I'm sorry, the people that don't report the news, and there are no facts. And then they just tell everybody it's all good.
Yeah.
And, you know, wasn't Hitler said that if you're going to tell lies, just keep telling them and make sure they're big.
Yeah, so people, yeah, and then they'll believe
a bigger lie.
Yeah, believe a bigger lie, because if you go downtown and you look around and all those people that are standing around under the bridges with shopping carts, they're
sleeping on the sidewalks out here, and
they're just malcontents who don't want to work.
Yeah,
or you can keep believing the Goebbels media.
The Goebbels, the Goebbels,
yeah, the Goebbels,
the Goebbels.
The gerbil global media.
Is that like the gremlins?
Yeah. I mean, so what do you think, Steve? What do you think? Are we at 5% now, and unemployment is great, and we're just, you know, we're cranking up all the engines of industry, and pretty soon, you know, it's all going to be good. We're going to be manufacturing everything in the world again, right?
No, I think the biggest test would be to cut off the money supply. If they stop printing the money and see what would happen immediately after that, you'd find out everything would skyrocket again as far as unemployment, because that pump priming that's continually going on has created a false economy. It cannot be true. And the numbers are being engineered down. They're trying to get the third term in for Obama or whatever that's going to look like. And it's a false economy. I keep looking at the stock market, looking at gold, and you know, I'm contrarian when I look at that market. I don't believe that it's held up by anything. They're just pumping the money in there, and when they cut off the spigot, oh boy, you watch what happens.
Well, and they're going to raise interest rates pretty soon, right?
Well, they're right. It's not the fall that kills you. It's the sudden stop at the end.
And we're at the top of the hour. Please stay with us. This has been KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Crews are working at this hour to clear a freight train derailment in western Wisconsin that spilled thousands of gallons of ethanol into the Mississippi River. BNSF Railway says crews have stopped the leaks from five of the tanker cars and placed containment booms along the riverside. BNSF experts say the tracks are set to return to service tomorrow morning. Nobody was hurt when the train derailed yesterday, 2 miles north of Alma. Senator Chuck Grassley is asking his fellow senators to restrict funding for bringing Syrian refugees into this country. Why? Correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Iowa Republican senator says funding should be conditional on a security plan from the administration. Republicans have raised concerns over bringing additional Syrian refugees into the United States, and they've warned that members of terrorist groups, including ISIS, could try to sneak into the country disguised as refugees.
The request for a security plan comes as senators face a mid-December deadline to pass government funding bills. Marco Rubio has released two additional years of credit card statements. This comes in response to questions about the GOP presidential candidate's personal spending when he was a state lawmaker.
The American Express card statements were released by the campaign. They cover expenses in 2005 and 2006. The statements show Rubio spent over $65,000, including about $7,200 for 8 personal purchases. His campaign says he paid American Express directly for the personal expenses. He carried the card for nearly 4 years. His campaign says he spent about $182,000 in all, including more than $22,000 in personal charges. Connie Lawn reporting from Washington.
Voting today in Myanmar's historic first free general election. Results are not expected until tomorrow. The opposition expected to do well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-881-6941. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-881-6941. 800-881-6941. That's 800-881-6941.
Three more people have died of burn-related injuries they sustained in a nightclub fire in Romania, bringing the total death toll from the blaze to 44. The medical director of the state Burns Hospital said a man succumbed to his injuries late last night, and Mediafax news agency says two other patients died early today at the Floresca Emergency Hospital, including a Turkish man studying in Romania and a woman who worked at the club's bar. Prime Minister Victor Ponta and his entire cabinet resigned last week after mass protests, which have continued. The Navy fired an unarmed missile from a submarine off the coast of Southern California last night, creating a bright light that streaked across the state and was visible as far away as Nevada and Arizona. The lack of information about the streak of light led to a flurry of calls to law enforcement agencies and lit up social media as people posted video. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Two Louisiana law enforcement officers are facing second-degree murder charges on the death of a 6-year-old autistic boy.
The pair remained jailed Saturday while their colleagues tried to sort out the details that led to the death of the boy and the severe wounding of his father in a hail of gunfire. The two officers were working part-time as deputy marshals when the shooting broke out. Police aren't releasing any details as to the motive, if any, for the shooting, and so far, cops say they can't find evidence the father had a gun. But Police Detective Steve Berry says video from the cops' body cameras are very disturbing. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 8th. It's a birthday for a number of notable people, including actor Norman Lloyd. He is 101 years old. CBS Newsman Morty Safer is 84 today. Singer Bonnie Raitt turns 66. TV personality Mary Hart is 65 years old. And actress Alfre Woodard has 63 candles on her birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us, let's go right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds, once again.
We're back.
We're back. That's right. It's about a little after 11. We're in the last hour of Sovereign Mind Radio. Hopefully, you guys have enjoyed the show out there, bringing things to light that most people won't talk about. Most of the media just seems to ignore. Here's one. Hillary Clinton signed a non-disclosure agreement to protect classified info while Secretary of State. So she actually did sign the document that she was supposed to sign that said that she agreed to, not disclose any of this stuff to anybody as, mandated before you become a part of the State Department. And that would be under Title 18 of the United States Code under the Espionage Act. This was recently reported by Fox News. I mean, gosh darn, they're the only ones that report anything or what? Not really enamored with Fox News, but hey, you know, at least they report something. Unbelievable. So this looks worse and worse for Hillary. The documents that are coming out seem to be worse and worse. And I guess that's proper English, worse and worse. I don't think so. Maybe not.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, what difference does it make if you're sharing secrets on a private server in the basement of your, you know, where does she live at? Chappaquiddick? No, that was
Chappaqua.
Chappaqua. Oh, no, that was the other. That was the other criminal senator. I'm sorry.
Teddy.
Teddy, who drives around and, gets in accidents and leaves people dead, Mary Jo or something. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, did you hear on Fox News this morning that they were saying, talking about Hillary and said that, well, at least she admitted to lying, so it's all good now.
Yeah, and tell the Chinese that. But isn't that a kind of a double standard when we think about Edward Snowden?
It doesn't work for him.
Yeah, he had to go to Russia after he revealed a bunch of secrets to his foreign, wow. Hmm.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He didn't even reveal them to the foreign guys. He revealed them to us, the American people. So Hillary, the private server, down in the basement, denial, didn't do anything wrong, FBI under investigation for criminal activity. If she doesn't get prosecuted at this point,
she's not going to.
That tells you everything you need to know about our government.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the questions that I've been asking lately is, at what point do we finally say our government no longer follows the rule of law, they no longer hold themselves accountable to the rule of law, and what does that mean for us?
Well, and I think what people are saying that, but they're saying also, well, what does it really matter? I'm getting my food stamps. I'm still getting my Social Security. Well,
no, you're not.
For now, because they're stealing that as well. Oh, but I've got a fat retirement plan, and wait a minute,
you
they're
don't.
Stealing that too. And if the stock market crashes, I lose my 401k, but I have property rights.
No, you don't.
That's right, and freedom of speech. I still have that, so everything else is good. And I still have
for
my
now.
But you're just an angry radical if you exercise it.
You tinfoil hat extremist, you.
Yeah, crazy.
Ew.
Yeah.
Anakin Skywalker strikes again.
And a couple of the things that you mentioned is it has pretty much officially been announced that people under the age of 40, which I fall into, will never ever see the Social Security. I've actually paid into Social Security since I was 14 years old, 23 years of my life, and I'm not going to see a dime of it back, ever.
Well, I'm on the Mother Teresa plan. I figure if I just stay poor, it doesn't really matter anymore, and I'll live off the land. I'll be like our forefathers, growing food. And
Well, you won't be able to do that with Monsanto in the works.
Make sure that you put it in a pesticide bath and irradiate your food first.
Yeah.
Because the egg police will come out and arrest you. All right, drop the carton, buddy, and up against the wall.
Yeah.
You've got organic eggs there, I'm assuming.
I can just see Dragnet, the egg police.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
4:05, we were out at the widow's house.
That's right.
We could see her clearly packaging the illegal eggs. Well, it's crazy, and you know what? We're referencing something that genuinely just happened up here in the North State. California has egg police.
The egg police.
They have an egg cop. Who grows up and goes, "Hey, I want to be an egg cop when I grow up"? Like, who does that?
Same people that like, "I'm going to grow up and be an IRS agent."
Well, I've heard a lot of people say that they're going to be eggheads.
Yeah. But we had an instance here where the the egg police, the Division of Health and Safety of the Agricultural Department of California, decided to come through Eastern Jefferson and go through and to these small stores that were selling farm fresh eggs.
Do they carry badges?
I don't know. Do you have?
I'm from egg.
Yeah,
the man from egg.
Oh, no, be careful. They may have gave him guns too.
They might have.
Yeah.
But they went to these stores, forced these people to destroy other people's commodities, their eggs, made them destroy the eggs, cited the stores for selling them, and then went to the farmers and cited them, too.
And if you're resisting arrest?
I don't know.
Not only are we taking your eggs,
we're going to egg you.
We're going to bash your head in because you resisted arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if Tom Bosanko knows about the egg police.
I don't know.
Why would?
Yeah, I kind of doubt that they went to the sheriff and said, "Just we're the egg police, and we'll be eradicating illegal eggs in your county."
We've had a report of unauthorized organic egg activity out here in the valley.
What, where did these people come from? Where is the egg police office?
Yeah, show us your eggs.
Yeah, where is it? It's insane.
Where do you keep the good stuff?
Yes, the double A.
That's right. I want to see the triple A.
Yeah.
Large,
I mean, is there
A.
like an egg intelligence committee where they're like, yeah, we're pretty sure this is an illegal egg farm here? Or do they like just drive around with their partner and they're like, right there, there's a chicken. Let's go check it out.
There's the bad eggs.
There's the rotten ones over there.
You sell brown eggs? Are you racist?
I don't know. What about the blue eggs?
Yeah, those came from black chickens.
It's so ridiculous, but it is. It's a sense of humor, a roof, and a rifle at some points. It's insane. You can't even grow your own eggs. You can't give raw milk to your own family from your own cow. You can't give
your vegetables from your garden without going through the radiation all that.
I have guinea hens, just in case you wanted to know.
No, you don't.
Oh, well, I did have a guinea hen.
Oh, that's what I say. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You have a guinea hen?
I did have a guinea
Great.
Hen.
Great. Now the Italian Defamation League is going to be
calling That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I have a white hen, too.
So you touch on that and the things that are going on that is just over the top and Gestapo-like. You talk about... Social Security, they're openly admitting that Social Security is dead. They actually issued a report that they will be blending the funds a la CalPERS because Social Security Disability Fund is going to be out of money in a couple of weeks. And where's this on the mainstream media?
Well, we're going after the eggs, though.
Yeah, we've got the eggs handled.
We got the eggs.
Never mind the pending pension bomb.
If that's a civil forfeiture, they're under questioning right now.
Yeah,
the eggs are under questioning.
Have you been involved in a crime? Speak up.
Yeah, you're being charged.
Yeah. Now, who's ultimately responsible for the crime, though? The chicken or the egg?
The proverbial question. Which came first? The chicken or the egg?
Yeah, who is responsible? I mean, the egg didn't.
You really are wearing a tinfoil hat today, aren't you?
I heard this story, and I'm sitting there going, "You got to be kidding me!" And started making phone calls around to some of the farmers and some of the store owners, and this actually happened. And I'm still waiting for a response from the California Egg Police. Believe it or not, they have an office in Sacramento and a phone number that I'm waiting to hear back from, and ask them to, you know, under what dictates are you allowed to be the egg police? And force the destruction of someone's property without due process of law.
Yeah, I can.
In the hell are you?
I just wish we had a clip from Joe Friday and Dragnet showing up and giving us a speech about the eggs somehow.
Yeah.
So you think having eggs is okay?
Sure, it only starts out as a habit.
It starts
it,
out so? as a two-egg-a-day habit, and then it gets worse. It's a gateway drug.
It's a gateway food.
It's a gateway food. Pretty soon you're eating all organic vegetables.
Yeah. Before you know it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so I guess you can't even sell your own vegetables. Do you think it's time for the state of Jefferson yet?
I think it's past time.
Gee. I mean, when they start showing up at your garden, I guess it's going to be Second Amendment time if it keeps going the way it is, because I'm sorry, I'm eating organic eggs, and I have a black chicken, and I have a white chicken, okay? And they both lay eggs. Just saying. So I guess I have...
Are the eggs the same color?
I don't know. I check. I think one's bigger than the other, though, so...
Oh, no, you can't have that.
No,
that's where you get in trouble.
Oh, that's where you get in trouble is the different egg sizes.
It's the different egg sizes that is the problem. Is when you sell eggs, you have to sell them as A, AA, AAA, miniature, jumbo, extra jumbo. And if you're not labeled that and within the size specifications, then the egg police show up and destroy your product.
Sounds like health insurance almost.
Yeah. You know, and it does. It sounds ridiculous, but there you go.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand. Sometimes it's like, what the heck are they thinking?
Well, that's why it's okay for Jerry Brown to use public funds and public agencies to put in fracking wells on his private property. Thank God it wasn't a chicken coop, because then we'd have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, illegal chicken cooping, egging. Yeah. You know, God, you're harming your neighbors and your fellow Americans and your fellow mankind with producing those organic eggs that you eat and might give to your family, because you're trying to undermine the sovereignty of a nation with your organic farming, you rat.
Yeah, you and your stupid self-dependence.
Yeah, you're self-reliant.
Self-reliant. And
but where do the... I'm just wondering, you know, is it all better if I just go apply for food stamps? See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm just going to say I've had enough. I'm done. I'm just going to go get food stamps. I'm going to go get welfare. I'm going to go get Social Security, disability, everything that they can possibly give me, Medi-Cal, Medicare. And I think we should start a nationwide movement to get on the dole.
Well, that'll work for you for a little bit.
What if
but then one
that?
Day you're going to go to the box or what, your mailbox or whatever, and there's not going to be anything. Then what are you going to do?
Who's going to be left working? That's my question.
Well, you know, under the new TPP that I'm sure they're going to pass, you know, we'll be out there. We'll be able to get a commodity credit, like much like a carbon credit.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I want.
Yeah,
that'll work well.
Well, yeah, we were reading through the TPP and examining some of the things, and not in the main language. Actually, it was hidden under the protocols for Vietnam, of all places, was language that addresses all partnership members, even though it was hidden under the Vietnamese legislation, that the TPP creates a global commodity credit market, a la the carbon credit market. Now, the way that this works is say, Vietnam wants to sell colored textiles to the United States, okay? But they use American cotton to create the textiles. Well, now the American government will issue a commodity credit to the nation of Vietnam, and these commodity credits will be sellable, they'll be transferable, they'll be you can monetize them, they're fungible. But what this commodity credit will allow you to do is sell your product to the United States tariff-free. So if you're a corporation and you have yourself one of these commodity credits that you get from your government, you will be able to compete at a different level than your other competitors that don't have a commodity credit. But when you have to go to your own government to receive a commodity credit to be able to trade it a favored status, who does that make that corporation beholden to? On a global scale. Yay, well, TPP.
I guess we have to go to a break. And is that an up or down vote?
It is now, because we broke the Constitution with the TPA.
Oh, and so we actually lost some of our sovereignty and our ability to stop this from happening with a two-thirds vote in the Senate?
Yes, and all trade disputes are now handled in an international court, but that's not losing American sovereignty and control over our economy either, and according to our local congressman.
Yeah, I just was remembering, didn't he vote for that?
Yeah, and then defended it to the hilt by calling us a bunch of uninformed jackwagons, basically.
Okay, well, with that, let's go to a break.
All right, if you want to call in with a question or comment, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows, showering wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Kyle DeFore here from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. We'd like to welcome all veterans, active duty military personnel, and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store on Veterans Day, November 11th, as our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. And be sure to come out Friday, November 6th, when KCNR 1460's own Carl and Linda Bott will be broadcasting live from Mighty Fine, 7 to 9 a.m. Mighty Fine Foods is locally owned and operated, located at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there'll be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Okay, Chris, November 2nd, Tuesday is at the Sailing Boat.
Where are we sailing to?
We're not sailing anywhere. It's the name of the restaurant.
No need to get snippy.
Please join us Tuesday, November 10th at the Sailing Boat Restaurant on Churn Creek Road for delicious Chinese food. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be kindly donated by the Sailing Boat to support Haven Humane Society's ongoing battle to help abused and neglected animals.
Be a lot of fun to sail to dinner.
Whatever.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Where I come in. Doing my job to the best of my ability on a daily basis.
I work here. I carry a badge.
I'm from Egg. Hand over that illegal carton. And up against the wall, punk.
Is that a double A or a triple A egg? You just never know without proper labeling.
All I know...
Where did you get it from? Give us a source.
You've got to ask yourself one question, punk.
Do you know what these can do to your cholesterol?
Did you eat 5 eggs or 6? Well, did you, punk? Huh? Yeah, so... boy. Yeah, so, I mean, I know what people are going to say. They're going to say, yeah, but you have to have some standards out there. You have to have somebody monitoring the fact that they might be selling eggs that are bad and have E. coli and all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get that. But selling them or giving them to your own family and eating them yourself?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or anything for that matter.
And don't you think that the local controls, if I was out there and I'm in some place out in Northern California in a little town and I'm selling eggs... And I start selling bad eggs. Is anybody going to notice?
Everybody in town is going to know within about
a day.
Yeah, don't buy so-and-so's eggs.
Because they're bad.
They gave little Johnny the squirts. You know, it's you're not going to last very long. You know, it's like, why does California have a board of barbitology? Okay, why do you need a licensing board to be a barber? If you give enough bad haircuts, people are going to stop showing
up.
All
you have to do is look in the mirror and you'll know why.
I don't trust the barbers.
Oh, boy.
You got to be a special person to get near this beautiful coif. Or I prefer the term mane.
Mane. There you go. Hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the TPP as opposed to the TPA and the TPIAP and,
the end game death knell of free market capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage everybody to, go look up the legislation. It's not that hard. You can type in Trans-Pacific Partnership and look at the legislation for yourself and see what you think. Of course, there's a lot of doublespeak, a lot of hidden innuendos, and a lot of hidden sidetracks so that you can't really understand the legislation. But if you read and comprehend, you can get in there and figure out what's going on. Now, you know, on Wednesday, the House Ways and Means Committee, you know, said that the panel's Democrat members will hold a series of in-depth hearings starting the week of November 16th, zeroing in on those issues that are of particular importance or concern to them and their fellow Democratic colleagues. Those issues would be, environment, workers' rights, investment, including tobacco, automotive and agricultural market access, rules of origin, currency manipulation, and the potential effect on U.S. jobs and the economy. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the potential effect on U.S. jobs and the economy was the last thing that they said they were going to look at here. And the most important thing was workers' rights. Are those American workers' rights? Or are those,
the union worker
rights? What about the fact that the TPP allows for the reestablishment of monopolies? That's good.
And right? I'm sure the Democrats wouldn't lie to us about anything, and this is all in our best interest, just like Obamacare was, so that we would all be able to have our doctors and keep our insurance plans, and everything would be great in the land of
and
utopia.
And it would cost you more than $2,500, and
yeah.
It's going to all be good for you.
Yeah, this is all good.
Yeah, that's why the markets are closing, right?
Yeah.
Some of the markets for Obamacare are closing because it's working so well out there.
Yeah.
Well, what it's working to establish too is specialization in commodity by nation to create interdependency on a global scale. You're not going to be able to manufacture all of the products to self-sustain yourself as a country anymore. You're going to specialize, so you're going to be dependent upon China for your electronics. You're going to be dependent upon Japan for your vehicles. You're going to be dependent upon America for your software and intellectual properties.
Aren't
but you're not going
there?
To be able to create your own self-sustainable form. So if you get out of line, they just cut off the flow of commodities to you. And if you're America, what are you going to eat, Google?
Yeah. Aren't we kind of there right now, though?
In a lot of ways.
With a lot of the technology, like electronics, is China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cars are Japan.
You know, I'm reading this article. It's from The Hill. Okay, and the White House will, you know, the White House is all for this. Some lawmakers, including Orrin Hatch, have expressed concern about the 8 years of data exclusivity on high-tech biological drugs instead of the 12 years of the U.S. standard, blah, blah, blah. Some lawmakers have said they would actively oppose the deal because tobacco products are exempt from some trade protections in certain public health situations. Do you know tobacco lobbyists are involved in that one, are there? Like many, you know, he said that he was immensely concerned about the administration having missed a pivotal opportunity with the TPP to get the best possible deal for the American people. No. And he says he hopes he's wrong. But Republican, this is Representative Kevin Brady, Republican, Texas, the new chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, who has been supportive of the White House trade efforts, said Wednesday that he plans to ensure that the Republican conference knows and understands every word of the TPP. If we decide this is good for America, then we're going to be the leaders. Okay? But
tell me one way it's good for America.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
One.
Yeah. But he also said that, you know, and this is the same guy, that you know, the trade agreement is expected to rise to the top of the committee's agenda as members pore over the massive agreement in the next several months. Okay, but, you know, it sounds to me like these guys working together that I wonder what Kevin's voting record is. Has he supported Obamacare? We need to maybe look that up and figure out what's going on there because.
What was the last name?
Kevin Brady.
On it.
Yeah. Let's find out what he's doing because. It seems to me like he's kind of leaning towards, you know, helping Obama.
That would be a shocker.
Hmm. I don't know. We'll find out. Jeff Sessions seems to think that it's not good for our sovereignty, and we got some real problems with it. But anyway, we'll find out. Let's see what's happening in the next couple of 3 months, and let's see if you know, the TPP does get passed and who votes for it. In another unrelated story, we've got a breaking news here. This is from USA Politics Today. A declassified document show that Obama administration created ISIS in 2012 to use as a tool. Now,
And where does this come from?
Well, this is at the USA PoliticsToday.com website. And it was posted by USA Politics Today. And thanks to a declassification of a Defense Intelligence document connecting those missing dots, it seems to finally have been revealed that the Middle East observers have suspected all along that the rise in terrorism group ISIS and the likelihood, of establishing a terror state, a caliphate, has been predicated by both the CIA and DIA. I'm not sure who's the DIA as far back as 2012, and purposely created by the Obama administration in part to isolate the Syrian government of Bashar. And the documents also predicted that the support given by the West Turkey and the Persian Gulf states to the militants would eventually lead to the establishment of a principality in eastern Syria. So, wait a minute. If Obama supported ISIS from the beginning, and he's still funding them to date, and they're killing Christians right and left, while he's purportedly bombing them, even though the Russians say he's not, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. And just so you know, the DIA
is
Defense Intelligence Agency.
That's kind of like
an external intelligence service of the United States.
An external intelligence. So we got the CIA, the FBI, mm-hmm. the DIA, the
specializing in defense and military intelligence.
Well, you know, this comes from a Judicial Watch press release. So you can follow this down. This is not some fringe crap article coming out of nowhere where somebody's just making a bunch of stuff up. So analyze that all together. You know, we heard one of the guys on Fox News the other day. I can't remember his name. The one of the generals, and he's always bashing Obama, saying he's a coward, he's this, he's that, he's misguided. They live in you some kind of fantasy land and all this stuff. But what if he's not living in fantasy land? How does a guy support our enemies on accident? How does a guy...
Well, there's no accident there.
Well, either that or he's doing it on purpose. You only got one of two choices. You're either stupid, inept, living in fantasy land, or you're doing it on purpose. So,
and why has so many, you get so many generals and stuff that have stepped down from their position during all of this, too. They just walked away.
And I guess the mainstream media just forgot about this, right?
Yeah.
Why is this not on the mainstream media's radar? Why are they not talking about Obama funding ISIS as far back as 2012 while they kill Christians? I mean, that's not disturbing to anybody.
Well, that would look extremely bad for the Muslim in chief.
And I was going to say that would look bad. They wouldn't be able to be bringing in the Muslims in the hundreds of thousands like we are right now into this country and Germany and other places.
What could go wrong?
Oh, this guy stinks to high heaven.
This Kevin guy?
Yep. Voted for Boehner, voted for the Cromney bus, voted for the NDAA. Voted against ending NSA spying, voted for CISPA. This guy stinks.
So this is the guy that's in charge of the House Ways and Means Committee now, right?
Has voted every time to renew the Patriot Act.
Nice. That's what we need.
Was one of the co-sponsors of TARP. Yeah, he's a winner.
Yeah, there you go. That's what we need. Yeah, you know, and in the meantime, we've got a new UN tribunal to judge U.S. for climate debt. Yeah, this comes from the New American. Stealth agenda, UN tribal, I'm sorry, new UN tribunal to judge U.S. for climate debt. This is, published on the 31st of October. You can go to thenewamerican.com and see it. So what's going on here? You know, you got the Agenda 2030, you've got the Middle East, you've got the UN, everything's, all of our manufacturing offshore.
Yep.
But it's all one big euphoric fantasy accident that Mr. Obama has illustratedly shown us that he is inept. Nero fiddling while Rome burns, as opposed to actively doing this stuff on purpose, which would then constitute treason.
Well, for all of the people out there that go, I don't understand, I don't get it, none of this makes sense. How could he do this logically? He is not for America. He is anti-American and wants to destroy us. And once you come to that understanding, once you finally accept that terrifying fact, everything this man does makes perfect sense.
Hmm. Yeah, what about the other people up there? It's not just him. I mean, he's the big dog in the house doing it, but you got the people that are up there, Congress and stuff, that's going right along with this, selling us right down the river too.
Well, you have your dedicated true believers in the cause of Obama's cause, and then you have your greedy, self-aggrandizing schmucks that are just there for the money, and then you have your pinheads that don't understand what's going on. That thinks it's just politics as usual. Oh, this is normal. You know, every Congress, we destroy a little bit more of the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's normal.
That's normal, huh?
Yeah, that's
the kind of people that we need
up there,
right?
That's because we don't understand what's going on, and we're too stupid to see the erosion of our liberties happening. And we need to have people with secret agendas on these committees, even though they're voting for Boehner and the other side, to make sure that they're involved in the mix so that they will make a pivotal decision as a sleeper cell when we need them most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it lost me. It voted for NDAA.
So, with that... Here's another story. This comes from the motherboard, or motherboard.vice.com. Teenage hackers say they've doxed, I guess that's how you pronounce that word, more than 2,000 government employees. The teenage hackers who claim to have broken into the AOL email accounts of the CIA director are at it again. This time they might have actually broken into government computers. What could happen with a single server in Hillary's basement? And you know what's really funny? Do you know what the name of these guys are? They're the CWA. Crackers with attitude.
Oh, gotta love it.
Yeah, so Crackers with Attitude published an alleged list of more than 2,000 names, phone numbers, and email addresses of law enforcement and military personnel. Now, if these guys can do this, can foreign governments, foreign agencies,
they can't.
Interests that are trying to, you know, bring us to our demise?
Nope, can't happen.
But Hillary shouldn't be prosecuted for leaving all this stuff on a server out there in her basement.
No, because she admitted that she did make a few mistakes.
And I got an idea.
That's, you know, so it's all better now.
Instead of the orangutan on which way you can, let's elect Hillary. Because she has her best interest in mind, and we won't take a right turn, right, Clyde?
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants Bill Clinton back in the White House?
Well, there's several interns that I've heard about that would love to see her back, or him back in the White House. We've got Lori from Reading on the phone. We got the last 15 minutes here before we wrap it up. It's been an exciting show. I'd like to get Steve involved in before we're done and maybe give us a little bit more of what's going on with his campaign so that we know what his events that are coming up are and so forth. But you're on the air, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, I loved hearing of Steve Barrett. I'll definitely attend to Tea Party tomorrow night. Wanted to quickly share the current issue of National Geographic, the November issue. Cover is the planet Earth, and it says Cool It. And it's pretty much more focused on climate change. I have not read the entire article magazine Ooh. Here, but it's called the Climate Change Survival Guide. They go over warming water, crop changes, the high temps and heat that we're having, wild weather, health risks. So I loved Red's comment here on nano allergy. I'm going to have to share that one, Red.
Yeah, I don't think climate change is globally is a man-made thing based on our pollutants. I think if we have climate global change here, it's based on the geoengineering that the government's been doing. Yeah, to screw us over politically.
Yeah, the past 2 days, I agree, were just horrid. The assault, the sky-scratching spraying. I mean, I just do everything to take pictures and little videos. And I don't know. It's just so obvious. So I just wanted to let people know that this issue is out, and I don't know to what extent it's just another fabrication and whitewashing, if you will, of the real deal, because every time they omit the geoengineering aspect of all of this. This is affecting everything, water, air, soil, plants, the eggs and the chickens, everything.
Well, you know, and if you look at the thing about the climate debt from the New American, it starts to make a lot of sense if they're talking about that they're going to put everybody in debt through these climate change credits, and you got
control,
all the way across the board. You got to control everything and everyone. And this new
Less
court,
population.
You know, this new court that is now going to be in charge of this whole thing, and of course, they're not us, it's them, and it's an international tribunal that's run by the UN, and of course, that's not us, that's them. And so it's a mechanism for transferring wealth. Now, where have we heard that before?
Exactly. And just in case people didn't know, I certainly didn't. There's a group that started in 2014 here locally, Earth, Water, Climate Series. They do free things here at the library. I actually went to my first one last week, and it was on the topic of oceans. Not once did this PhD presenter mention Fukushima radiation in the water.
Lori, it's not Fukushima. It is known as the El Nino algae bloom.
Oh, no. I need a terminology update, apparently, every day.
Well, have you heard that the California Dungeness crab season is shut down because of the warm water El Nino algae bloom?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I have many, many friends that are crab and salmon fishermen that have said there is no algae blooms out there. It's radiation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Biggest cover.
Don't eat the crabs.
God, so
don't drink the water.
No, yeah. And I guess, well, Popular Science, I guess, did another issue covering climate change. So I haven't picked up that issue yet. I need to finish this one first. But
make sure you see the National Geographic Bill Nye video, too.
I have. I mean, I've seen the promo with Arnold Schwarzenegger acting like a psychoanalyst in the beginning. I have
the
to
whole
watch
thing's,
it.
The whole thing's tripe.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I was going more for the emotional issues of loss and grief, the denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance is like the last stage of your grief loss. I don't know if I'm ever going to reach acceptance. Wow. Anyway.
Well, there you have it. Thanks, Lori, for calling in. Let's get to Steve here and catch up with his campaign a little bit before we get off the air.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Lori.
Bye. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, we got to go to a break. We'll go to a break first, and then we'll come back, and Steve can tell us what the rest of the people need to know, or what the rest of the hour should show the people that what they need to know about his campaign. Go ahead, Bob.
All right, this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM.
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Construction has begun. The Turtle Bay Exploration Park campus is going through major and exciting upgrades right now with the construction of the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge. What does that mean for our guests? A whole lot of changes for parking, traffic flow, and events for the coming months as we prepare to open Reading's first four-star hotel. Find the most up-to-date information about construction and the hotel project at turtlebay.org/hotel. Plus follow Turtle Bay on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for photos and videos during the construction process. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
KCNR 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR 1460 AM. National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ready? Apparently, yeah, we're experiencing some weather-related technical issues.
Yeah, we had a little, I don't know, I thought with the electricity. Power was gonna go off for a second there,
for a bit. Yeah, it's like we had a what? It's like,
Yeah, well, it came right through my headphones.
That would be your electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah, we just had an EMP outside the. Probably not. Anyway, we got Steve Baird here for the last few minutes, and I wanted to ask him, you know, what makes you qualified to do this job? What is your background that's going to, you know, be an asset in helping you with this financial? I mean, what have you done in the past that makes you think that you're going to be able to do this this job as in the state senate that Gaines has got right now?
Well, primarily my background is in IT, so talking about information technology. Worked with a lot of. Basically been in government in IT, but never to an elected position before. But I've seen the inner workings of government, seen how the process works, especially our board of supervisors and the decisions that they've made over time, and had a lot of contact with the public. I worked 15 years out at the airport in Sacramento County, for Sacramento County, and did a lot of things developing amenities for the public to help their travel along. So it's that combination plus my educational background, IT, but it's also finance. Enjoy finance, almost treat it as a hobby that they'll help me create some of the financial proposals for Jefferson. And you know, those things and a love of history, love of the Constitution, and really getting to the roots of that document and seeing how far off track we are with what's happening in government today. So a combination of the angry man on every man on the street, plus my knowledge and background, I think I can stand up for the people of the northern part of California and say, hey, we're getting a raw deal. We need to make some changes. And I'm willing to battle every day in the Senate for the northern people in California.
Very good. Very good. Wow. I guess we're not, you know, what has Gaines done at this point to indicate that, you know, I mean, I don't even know who the guy is. I never even heard of the guy until lately. He never comes to the North State. You know, what would you do different than Gaines is, you know, what has Gaines done and what would you do different?
Well, he does press the no button appropriately. Anybody can do that. Whenever your spending bill comes up.
I might disagree with you on that one. He does press the no button appropriately, but not when there are critical votes that are decided by 10 votes or less.
Yeah, and that is
the difference. And that's information that will actually be coming out in the Shasta Lantern. I've been researching his votes, and he does consistently vote the right way, except when they're close.
And the number of bills that he brings up, very minimal amount of action. So it's basically just kind of like taking a seat. I would consider myself a battler. I'd go in there and bring up the necessary bills it would take to prove that we're not being represented, that we deserve representation, and bring bills like one senator per county up and battle them through and have them tell you, no, 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 you can't do that. And basically say, why can't you do that? Doesn't everybody deserve representation as based on the U.S. Constitution? Say, well, it doesn't work like that. So, well, if it doesn't, then there's some serious problems with our government. But having to go forward every day into the Senate and battle these things and just not say, oh, I'm in the minority and just slump my shoulders and scuttle off to my office is not the way it should be. You should be a champion for the people that you represent.
And that's one of the other things I'd like to ask is beyond Senator and establishing legislation to help expedite Jefferson and things like that, you don't really have any expectations of continuing government service beyond that, such as Ted Gaines did when he decided he wanted to run for insurance commissioner. He doesn't even want the job of senator, does he?
No, actually, he's already filed with the FPPC to be... what do they call that? The Board of Equalization,
So he looks at vacating in 2018. This is a four-year term. So I'll serve the entire 4 years for you. I'm not sure.
So he's already attempted to vacate his office once, has filed the paperwork to attempt to vacate it a second time. So really the only reason he's even sitting in a Senate seat is because he's hoping to latch onto something else.
Yeah, I mean, looking for the next monkey bar. It seems like addicted to public service is the only term that I can come up with.
I think they all think they're going to be president someday. I think that's the big draw. They all sit around and go, "Oh, you know, one of these days, I'm going to be sitting in the White House."
Well, as a self-actualized person, I know that I'm not going to be president of the United States someday. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, we got about a minute left. Anything else we need to get out there really quickly?
Okay, so we have the tea party at 6 p.m. Tomorrow. And on Tuesday, we're in Chester at 1 p.m. and Sierraville at 5 p.m. And both those days are with Chris Ann Hall. And we'll be in Alturas in Modoc County at 6 p.m. at the Calpine Lodge. Then we'll be returning to Yreka at 2 p.m. at the Black Bear. So we'll see you there.
Very good.
All right. And don't forget, Veterans Day is coming up. Go out and show your support and say thank you to a veteran, not just on the 11th, but all the time.
Well, come meet your next senator, and if you don't, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Oh, yeah. And you want to go to bairdforsenate.org also. Go to bairdforsenate.org and get more information on Steve's candidacy and why he should be elected. Very good.
Make it interactive. Ask me questions so I can answer them.
Yeah, so come down tomorrow night.
Come to the tea party. Yeah. With that, we're at the end of the time here. Okay, so we got to say it once more. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties.
And this has been KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Train derailed yesterday about 2 miles north of the Mississippi River town of Alma. Britain's foreign secretary says airport security in many cities may need to be overhauled if it's confirmed that the Russian plane crash in Egypt was caused by a bomb. Philip Hammond told the BBC that may mean additional costs and delays at airports, especially in areas where extremists are active. Donald Trump was a guest by phone this morning on ABC's This Week. The GOP presidential hopeful says the downing of a Russian airliner over the Sinai Peninsula needs a response.
We're going to have to do something very strong over there. The world is really going to be cratering. You know, if you stop transportation, I mean, you're talking about the blood. This is the blood of the world.
U.S. and British officials suspect the October 31st flight was brought.